Blog Talk Radio.
Psychic Journeyman here on Psychic Journeyman Talk Radio, here on Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to the show. Today's show is on abundance. What is it, and how can we get more of it? Which, actually, how can we get more of a good thing? So today we're going to be talking about abundance. What is the real meaning, and how to change your thinking to get an abundant life? So we're also going to be doing free readings today, so call and get your questions, get answered that way. Also, I do private readings as well, so if you want to get a chance to take advantage of those, the number is 937-838-6337. My website is www.psychic-journeyman.yolasite.com. Rates are going for $10 an hour and $5 for a half hour until February 14th, and then they're going up to $120 an hour, $75 for a half hour, and $25 for 15 minutes. But we also got blocks of time that you can get in before then, too, where you can still take advantage of the situation. That's actually a little bit cheaper, where if you purchase a block of time of 11 one-hour readings, that's $100. If you purchase 6 one-hour readings, that's $50. And if you purchase 4 one-hour readings, that's $35. And we also have one where we get 6 one-half-hour readings. Actually, it's six half-hour readings for $50. So get in there before February 14th because everything's changing. So therefore, we're doing that by popular demand, too, because everybody keeps telling me I'm charging too little and that I'm worth a whole lot more than that. So I'm taking the advice and going after what I want, which is focusing on abundance. And that's what our show is all about today. So if you want to take advantage of those free readings, I'm sorry. If you want to get a free reading today, call 646-721-9031 and get in here and get your calls in. We'll answer any questions that you have for us, or if you have any questions about anything, just call in and don't hesitate. If it's on, you know, anything, manifestation, working with the law of attraction, just get it all in here and we'll take care of that for you. Say it. Okay, and right now we're actually working with on the word abundance. What is abundance? Abundance is basically where our lives are continually in a state of flux where we're getting exactly what we want. So it's a harvest, I guess you would say, of coming in, focusing, and getting exactly what we want. But most people think abundance has to do with money. It has nothing to do with money at all. What it is, it's the idea of abundance, is living an abundance life, like where you like to have abundance of money, but you'd also like an abundance of happiness. So also gonna go over some material here too. Material. A guy named John Randolph Price has a book called Empowerment. How can you can do, be, and have all things? Now it's talking about having an abundant life. Now the first thing in here it talks about is spiritual truth and spiritual guidance and also spiritual growth, which have nothing to do with money. It's the idea of focusing on things and realizing if you focus on abundance of love, then that abundant life that you've been wanting to have will more likely be drawn to you, because in the process of doing that, abundance of love raises your vibration up. So therefore, you match what you're trying to attract. Well, if it's, I mean, you think about it, what kind of frequency are we talking about when money's on a different frequency of plenty of, not the vibration itself, but thinking about the situation of how do we attract more money? How do we attract more of anything? It's the idea of raising our vibration to be attracted so we can be a magnet to attract exactly what we want. So we're sitting there going over a bunch of stuff. It's amazing when I put books out, they have a tendency to disappear. Almost to the point of really making me work for this. John Randall Price has a book called The Abundance Book. And in here it talks about including it's this 40-day prosperity plan. Okay, and in the idea of the situation is, the idea of spirituality is to raise our vibration up to have an abundant life, which means to automatically attract everything in our lives. But in order to attract those things, we also have to be those things. So you have to be in a state of abundantly loving yourself. Looking at money in a different kind of thing, of when you say you love everything, it means you have to love everything on this plane. So the idea of loving money, not in the sense of loving it for the sake of just having it, but just the idea of realizing that having money and just having the necessities, if you have an attitude or if you have a subconscious mind with a thought in there that says you don't like money, money's bad, money's evil, this might actually give you an idea why you don't have any. You know, look at your friends. I mean, when you don't like your friends, or you're angry with your friends, or you guys get into a fight and you hate your friends, they don't come around because they don't feel loved. You see the attraction? We do use the word attraction. You are a magnet. And in this book, it talks about a lot of things of actually focusing on your infinite power to be rich is the idea of knowing that you are rich. Rich in knowledge, rich in love, rich in consciousness, and rich all around before you can actually attract being rich in money. Okay, because if you even in the process, we've seen people before who are multimillionaires who are scared to death of losing everything because they didn't obtain that money on the right kind of foundation. And we're hoping that you understand exactly what that means. Prosperity is the outpicturing of substance in our affairs. Everything in the universe is for us. Nothing is against us. Life is ever giving of itself. We must receive, utilize, and extend the gift. Success and prosperity are spiritual attributes belonging to all people, but not necessarily used by all people. That's Esther Holmes in The Science of Mind. That was his comment on the whole thing, the idea of looking at things, you know. So when you look at those situations and some of the thoughts, I mean, this is somebody from the first part of the 19th century, or the 20th century. So, you know, this is something that's not new. So you're wondering to yourself, then how come it's still so hard to obtain? It's because of, think about this. This is a prime example of the whole thing we're talking about here. People who get their driver's license usually go in there and have a really high score. But as years progress and they get into a situation where their license got suspended for a very long period of time, and certain states require that you go through the test again. And what's so funny about the whole thing is, when they test for this, their test scores are actually lower. And you're probably asking yourself, well, if that was the case, why are they lower? They should be higher because of the experience, right? Well, you would think that, right? But see, as you go through life, you also pick up bad habits. Okay, so in the process of driving and doing certain things, you have a tendency to pick up those bad habits along the way. So therefore, when you're taking the test and then you go out and drive with the officer, you have those habits with you, so you react to those instead of what you read in the book, which 10 times you didn't read the book because you're saying, I've been driving for over 10 years. I got it down, not realizing what the habits have you picked up. See, you picked up these habits, but you're thinking you could drive great. You're fantastic. You should go ace this test. And there's actually been people who go take the driver's test who actually flunk it because either they pull too farther up on a stop sign or something along the line, or even drive with one hand. When you drive and you take a driver's test, you have to have both hands on the wheel. But after a while, we have a tendency to learn how to drive with one hand. But in order to pass this test, you have to do certain things to obtain success in passing your test. So therefore, you can be happy and abundant because now you have a driver's license, but it happens the other way around. Why is that? So if you sit here and look at the situation of abundance, everybody knows how to obtain abundance. We probably knew at a very young age how to do these certain things, but as we progress and we're influenced by other people and other and situations and life itself, we have a tendency to come up with these habits or even a way of thinking and talking that cancels everything out. So we have to learn how to re-educate ourselves, which is just the idea of looking. Sometimes it's just the idea of going back to the blueprint, which is when you were younger and you had these ideals on how to do this, more than likely you still have them. Okay, so we sit there and look at the situation. And it's just the idea when we talk about meditating. It's a very good thing of seeing just what is in the subconscious mind is blocking us from having it. And we actually talk about the Angel of Abundance. And the Angel of Abundance was basically talking about how to obtain and open gateways. The Angel of Abundance is Aphrodite and Venus. Venus. Do you think, why would be Venus and the Empress and the tarot cards and this Angel of Abundance? Well, actually, if you think about Venus as the love planet, love is the key to attracting almost, well, it is the key to attracting things into your life. Okay, so therefore, when you have, see that the purpose of the Angel of Abundance is to distributor of divine substance embodying all supply, love, beauty, and power in constant radiation. So if you're in a situation of financial lack and limitation, family discord, feelings of insecurity, sexual or career problems, more likely this angel is blocked from doing its job, and what it's doing is it's basically helping you to manifest just that lack of limitation, family problems, discord, because we have a bad habit of focusing on just those things. And but when we change our mind and we start focusing on ourselves and how much we love, even to the point of maybe loving a different way of doing it, we have a tendency to change things in our lives. And sometimes we have to also appreciate even the finest ones, okay? The smallest little change. We had a show last week when we were doing angel card readings, and everybody had this, the one card that came up the most was the card of transition, career transition. And everybody was like, okay, that's kind of crazy. Six readings in a row with the same card? That's impossible. But it's also looking at the situation and understanding how many levels of career transition is. It's saying that your life purpose is triggering a career change. So sometimes in the idea of triggering things, doesn't mean you're physically doing it at that moment. We all know that we have to change our thinking in order for the things on the outer world to actually happen. So a transition could be simply transition in thinking, which later on comes into a transition in physical moving or accepting an opportunity that comes across your path. So therefore, on the process of changing that and getting more abundant or abundantly happy about yourself, because now you're working and you're in the career that you've always wanted, you see how it all works? You trace it back to love. You always have to trace it back to love. Love in the situation of focusing on what you want to do. And even with the angel of abundance here, and I was actually trying to see how that works. But abundance is basically the abundance of something. Abundantly happy, abundantly loving, abundantly resonating. Try to say that one three times real fast. I'll get you all tongue-tied. But in the Angel of Abundance, even the meditation talks about the Angel of Spirit. Angel of the Spirit, I am. I am. Did you ever think, think about this. When you say I am, you're actually talking about God. But there's a sense of resonating there, too, of abundantly. focusing on what you want. Are you abundant? You got to be abundantly happy before you actually have an abundant life. Abundantly happy with yourself. Abundance can really make your tongue twist and tie yourself in knots. But it's also talking about the idea of when you abundantly love yourself, you also start focusing on what you would love to have. See how it kind of like resonates out? Next thing you know, you start thinking things in a different way. So abundance, it's always traced back to you. So it's the idea, bring to the mind the divine pattern of abundance and feel it securely in place in your heart. Now look deep within and with the inner eye, see the divine flow coming forth. So abundantly focus. Okay, abundantly focusing on what you want. And then focus on unconditionally loving that, but also in the sense of that, realizing that you can have anything you want. You let it go, and it's like you're focusing and watching the energy go out into the world. It surrounds the world and comes back and smacks you in the back of the head. So it's a complete circle, a complete resonating across the planet. Because basically, to be abundantly rich, you also have to abundantly touch a lot of people until you can figure out how to materialize money right in your hand out of thin air. Then you have to, it will come through somebody else. So with the situation, you focus and then you see the light emanating from the Holy Self, which is you, shining through the gates of abundance. So you try to picture this, okay? Try to take, it's almost like having a picture of a TV screen in your mind. And on that TV screen, picture you living an abundant life. Now, if you look at the situation, what does that mean? It means many things to many people. So you see the idea of the definition of abundance? It means one thing to me, but it means something totally different to you. And you might be focusing on money, but you also should think about the situation. If you're focusing solely on money just for the idea of obtaining money, maybe that's the reason why you're having a tough time attaining it, because there's not really in that resonance any kind of goal of what you're really trying to do. You want to live an abundant life, which probably would mean having things in a state of happily paying your bills and joyfully meeting all your obligations. But you see how we do that? We put it in a positive state. We don't say taking care of debt. Every time you say the word debt, that T sounds like a brick wall, doesn't it? But when you sit there and say, happily paying my bills. See, bills has an S on the end of it. S resonates forever. So that energy resonates out into the universe and brings you back exactly what you need to happily do what you got to do. And then you look at the situation of joyfully meeting your obligations. I mean, we've seen so many people who walk into the freaking store and buy lottery tickets. Do you understand what I mean? They're so freaking nervous, and they got to do this. And make sure, got to make sure that number 17. I don't want to mess this up. They're all nervous. They're all freaking out. They don't know if they're even going to win. They're just playing it because they feel like that's the answer. That is the answer to all their problems. But at the same time, they're focusing on winning the lottery. They're also focusing on their problems that is going to be taken care of. They're not focusing on winning. They're actually focusing on losing. Because they're sitting there saying to themselves, if I sit here and if I don't win, what am I going to do? And they put that energy out there. And then they play the lottery. But they don't send the lottery out there. They don't send that out with, yes, I am going to receive. I'm going to be blessed. You see all these things, they all end in S's. They resonate out to the universe. Isn't this kind of great? I mean, it's one of the funnest things I've ever seen in my life when you start using the word yes to everything. Except if you're focusing on whining. Yes, we are living in the material world. Would you ever heard live it? We are living in the world, but doesn't mean we have to abide by it, because we are the ones who really state exactly what we do with our lives. And I know for a fact I'm sitting here focusing on, when I put things out there in the universe, I put down and say, today I'm going to be blessed with $150. Blessed opens up the door, and usually on days like that, I usually walk away with well over that. Because the yes kind of opens doors, unlimited doors. Why would you want to take a vow of poverty? What is, for some reason, I don't understand that. We all think poverty and poor is for some reason, is the way. And I don't understand that. And I'll say why I don't understand it. I've read the Bible. And everybody in the Bible, it says throughout the whole Bible, God said, be prosperous and abundant. Okay? So when you sit here and say abundant and prosperous, how can you sit here and say poverty is a good thing? God does not conceive this thought. God does not even think about this. He just thinks about my, you know, your wish is my command. Why are you not asking? You know, why would we do that kind of thing? So therefore we start focusing on the positive part of everything and start thinking about why can't I, you know, you were, when you came to this plane, when you came to this world, when you came to Earth, you were destined to be successful, to be loving, to have loving relationships, to be successful, and to have as much money as you need to take care of all of everything, not to sit there and struggle and survive. I don't understand where we come up with this. If you look at the Bible, guys, look at the Bibles, okay? In the Bible, it said, well, Jesus said that people need to be fed. Did he sit there and whine about it? Can I do this? Can I cut this fish in half? Can I cut this bread? Oh, we only got three fish and we only got three loaves of bread. No, he didn't do that. What he did? He went right to work. Didn't he? Why can't you guys have that kind of faith to sit down and when something arises, automatically go to the solution instead of going to focusing more on the problem? We already know what the problem is. You know, it's the ideal of money is not anything. Money's nothing. Money cannot do anything unless you pick it up physically and do something with it. It just sits there on the table going, hi. And it really doesn't go high because it's just a piece of cloth. It's not until you pick it up and you put consciousness into that that gives it power. And then you want to sit there and focusing on that power and that money being more than you are. There's nothing on this earth more powerful than you are. No situation, no person, no place, no nothing. No, nothing's more powerful than you are. Okay? We're all on the same level. It's just that some of us use it and some of us whine about it. Or some of us think we got to do this. And the center to say money has nothing to do with God. Money is money. If you start thinking about money, money is cause and effect. Law of attraction. You reap what you sow. It's just an example of a universal law, but it's also a spiritual law. A spiritual law says what you shall receive, what you put out. And it's like a circle, a very happy circle too. But most people want to put a little vicious on there. But I'm not going to do that because it's the idea of being happy. And if you sit here and look at the situation, God and Jesus and the whole thing, when Jesus did his little thing with the bread and the fish, he lovingly, abundantly, lovingly fed the masses. He loved those people to the extent where he just went right to work and fed everybody. That's amazing, isn't it, in itself, guys? I mean, think about it. You're thinking about, see, we have a tendency to give money too much power when all it is exchange right now. But on the same level, we have many ways of exchange, bartering, trading out money, trading, you know, car for car. You know, there's so many things away, but we have money as a sense of power, but it's an illusion. And when we were starting to talk about the angel of unconditional love and freedom, when you unconditionally love yourself and everything around you and everyone, you have a tendency to attract these things at will. And the people who don't have money, if you sit there and listen to them talk, that's all they talk about, how much they don't have. And they're just manifesting the same thing over and over again. So how are you going to change this? You start changing your thinking. And you start looking at what abundance means, it starts with you. Are you abundantly happy with yourself? and these other places out there, imagine if these people didn't get any money. I bet they'd find a solution anyway. You know, the ideal, putting yourself in that kind, you know, the man, it's a crazy situation and a vicious little circle. Okay, but it's not a vicious little circle. It's like, I'm happy. Are you happy? And maybe, and ask yourself, have you ever been in a situation where you just ask yourself if I was just happy today? Are you happy today? Don't worry about anything else. I guarantee if you focus on nothing but being happy and being abundantly happy and abundantly loving and caring, I don't think you'd have any worries. And if you did, they would slowly fade away. Because what we're sitting here talking about, the situation of abundance, is like looking in the chat room and talking about people, of talking about money. See, money came up real quickly. Why is money? That's the one thing everybody thinks about when it comes to abundance. It has nothing to do with it. Money is just like your car. It's like the soap in your sink. It's just another little tool that we use here on planet Earth. That's all it is. Do you sit there and think if you don't have enough soap in your house, you're going to fail? Do you think that if you don't have enough cars in your front yard, you're going to fail? And then we also look at the word tidings. Tidings can mean anything. I'm putting money out there. I mean, I am one of those people, I have to admit one thing about that, when it comes to Christmas and walking into Walmarts and all these places that have things where you can donate money. Sometimes it's one of those double-edged swords that when you're donating money to charity and all these other things, it's best to sit there and look at it and lovingly, in an abundant way, give as much as you can and let it go. Okay? Just let it go. Put a little love on that money you just gave away and then forget you even did it and move on. Okay? That way you're going to look at the situation a little bit differently. You're not doing it because you're trying to get some kind of effect. You're doing it because you just want to give. And since you can't go there yourself personally and love those people, this is a nice way of doing that. But you can actually take money and send it there, and hopefully it does the same thing that you would have done if you would have done it, gone it yourself. But you can't go. So therefore, that comes thing. But maybe you should think about it. Look at the other way around, too. I manifested that money to give to charity. Why don't you sit and try to manifest some time as well to spend with those people? And maybe you'll be surprised when you start focusing on really caring about those things and caring about what you really want to do, but you might just start attracting opportunities to just do those things. And then you're going to start thinking about everything that ever happened in your life that you didn't do in an abundant way didn't turn out well, did it? But then as soon as you changed your mind, everything else did. So just think about these things, guys. Instead of going out there and giving people what you don't need anymore, why don't you take your best dress, your best suit, your best shoes, find something that you love and give it to somebody else so they can do just the same thing. And by giving that lovingly thing away, I guarantee you, you're going to be blessed 10 times over. That's the whole point of abundantly doing something, abundantly thinking happy thoughts, abundantly thinking about what the heck's going to happen, to the point of what happens if I loved too much, what would happen? That would be something to see, wouldn't it? And the idea of bartering things and working with each other. See, bartering is good because it puts you in a state of working together, not putting all the responsibility or all the focus on the money itself. You're focusing on each other. What can I do for you? I don't know. What can I do for you? That's where, you know, let's work together and see what we can come up with in the whole situation. I mean, let's say you get yourself into a situation and you're working with somebody and that person doesn't pay their way. So if you're in an unconditionally loving way, the freedom there is you don't care. You know why you don't care? Because you know it's going to be taken care of one way or the other, and you'll be blessed. It might be blessed in a way of separation, or it might be blessed in the point of you guys getting a sponsor or somebody who wants to advertise to your show that takes care of everything for you. So therefore, the person that didn't pull their weight was maybe doing the same thing, waiting for a miracle to happen or a blessing they put out there, and they blessed both of you. See, we have to keep our minds open and see what's happening. Abundantly think about how much happy you can be just by focusing on just the things that you really do want. Because I know that every day that when I sit there and focus on something, and I'm focusing, okay, I'm going to be blessed today with $150. I'm going to be blessed with an income of $2,400 a week. See how I put those things? I don't put income as in where I put a limitation on it earned. I put down opening the doors to being blessed in all ways. So I'm abundantly opening myself up. You see how abundance works? It's almost like a mass of something, abundance. Okay, so think about that. Because realistically, we sit here and talk about these things, and we talk. You know, the one thing I think about is that with religion and Jesus was the idea he abundantly loved the world, that he gave his life, but in the process of giving his life, he didn't really lose anything, but gained. Yes, makes perfect sense, I think. So, you know, the situation, looking at the situation, and yeah, the one thing I do say is right intentions is exactly what it's all about. Right intentions to abundantly do whatever you're focusing on at that time. Because when you do things abundantly, you can't think of the negative. Because see, the negative always focuses on the lack of, and you're focusing on the abundance of. So see how that works? Turn it around. What if I did get everything that I asked for? What if I could love unconditionally and got it back every time? What if in a positive way? Abundantly think in those ways and see what happens. Okay, guys? I think it's an incredible, happy little thing here. I'm going to hop in here and take a deep breath and focus and say, please get this book by John Randolph Price called The Angels Within Us, a spiritual guide to the 22 angels that govern our lives. And tomorrow I think we're actually working on that too as well. And we're going to start really working on some people here, okay? Let's see. Today is abundance. Tomorrow we're going to have a show on on the angel of power and authority. And we're on Wednesday we're going to have a show on the angel of victory and triumph. And then Thursday we're going to have a two-part, it's the second part of the angel of victory and triumph, okay? And I also want to tell you that I do private readings. I'm trying to write it in a chat room, but for some reason, with, I don't know what it is, sometimes the computer works fine and I put the stuff in there, I can actually, you know, copy it and paste it, and this time it was like only had half the message in there, so I don't know what happened. And since I'm working the show today by myself, bouncing back and forth and doing the chat room, this and that, the other, it's kind of challenging, not impossible, but challenging. And so I do private readings. The number to call me for private readings is 973. You know, sometimes I don't know what's up with me sometimes, where I have all this stuff written around and then I focus on the whole thing and I go blank, which drives me freaking crazy, and then I will have to regroup and do it all over again. 973-937. What can I do this? I'm thinking. Anyway, I do private readings. 937-838-6337 is the number to call. Website is www.psychic-journeyman.yolasite.com. Right now, the way things are going until February 14th, it's $10 an hour for people to call the show. It's $5 for a half hour for people to call the show. It's $45 for people who are referred from people who have actually talked to me on the show. $45 for an hour and $25 for a half hour. And then after February 14th, it's going to be $125 an hour, $75 for a half hour, and $25 for 15 minutes. But right now, you can also buy blocks of time to get in before that February 14th. And after you buy that block of time, which means if you buy a block, which will have a block, 11 one-hour readings for $100, what that means is you get those 11 readings for a little bit less than $10 an hour. And by buying them in advance, you can use them throughout the whole year, okay? So you beat that February 14th. Same thing with the 6 one-hour readings for $50. And then there's also a 4 one-hour readings for $35. And if you want to do a 6 half-an-hour readings, that's for $40. So get in there for the February 14th and take advantage of those rates, and after that, they're going to go back up. And but don't be surprised, guys. I want you to do one thing. When you focus and something tells you that you want to get a reading and you're not too sure about the price, what you need to do is call me anyway at 937-838-6337 and I have a thing right now where I have a donation button, so if you want to donate some money and then call me up and say, hey, can I get a reading for that? No problem. All I ask is no bids below $5. I think that's pretty reasonable, and I can do that for you. But I also tell people who are close to, my prices are not written in stone. They're just a place to start. So give me a call, and I'm sure we can work out a deal. So therefore, if you don't call me, you'll never know. And I just feel like one of those things of prompting people to do private readings and get the past life regressions and the past life readings are very strong tools. And the idea of using psychic readings in the proper way are very good tools themselves. So therefore, it helps you to enhance your life and make decisions quicker, but it also shows you what you can do for yourself. And we also have that thing where it's like, I don't just do readings. I also teach you how to do it yourself. So you don't have to keep a psychic on speed dial, okay? So that number is 937-838-6337. Plus also, if you want to advertise on my show, I recommend what you do is you go out there and see how much it would cost for a 3-hour show to advertise on. Give me a call, and I'll cut it by half. So give me a call. I'd love to have you on here. And if you want to be a sponsor, and what's the other thing? You want to sponsor our show, then give me a call, and I'm sure we can work out something. It'd be great, because we really touch on a lot of topics, and we touch a lot of people. So therefore, if you want to work together and do the same thing with something you might have, a product or something like that you'd like to advertise on this show, give me a call, 937-838-6337. So let's go on and answer some questions, and we're going to continue our discussion on abundance, the angel of abundance, in all kinds of manners and ways. I'm just really kind of stroked up on that one. Well, okay. Oh. And area code 804. You're on the air. Welcome to the show.
Hello.
Yes, you're on the air. I said 408. I'm sorry, I don't have a co-host with me today, where we could actually get some screening and get some information, because I'd love to know what your first name is.
Oh, my name is Twee.
Twee?
Yes.
And do you have a couple questions for us?
Yeah, you were speaking of abundance, and right now I feel like for me to find abundance, it starts with having a job, and right now I don't have one, and I've been looking. Can you shed some light on my job outlook?
Well, like we said before in the first part of the show, the idea of abundance has to start before these other things fall into place. And the idea of not feeling abundant about oneself has a tendency to affect why we don't have the things that we need to keep that abundance going on, because we don't have it. So there's nothing.
Mm-hmm.
So the universe says, well, okay, you're happy and content with the way you are, pretty much, because you haven't really changed it or thought about it or affirmed it. Because I know I had the same problem, too. I was sitting there going, okay, nothing's going on, this and that and the other. But as soon as I started working on just the ideal of just ideals, because I found ways to keep my time and my mind occupied, but also working on things to being successful, like this show here. When I first started doing this show, I wasn't making anything. Okay? But I took advantage of something that was offered to me and see where it would go. Because in my situation, I was trying to figure out why things had come to a stop. So I started thinking about when I lived in Colorado, what was the one thing that made my life so abundantly happy? Was the ideal of focusing on what I love to do. And then I would get things like I had an apartment and a hotel room, things like that would come to me. And then by me putting myself in those situations and being happy and loving getting that and loving myself, you know, and just doing things in an abundant way, the money came afterwards so I could keep my apartment and keep things and keep my shop and keep going forward. But it was the idea of making a decision, because I've told a lot of people in readings I've done lately, is the solution to your financial problems is the ideal of focusing on you and what you really want to do with your life. If you keep putting yourself in situations because of the money, you're putting yourself second and not first. And that's why you keep falling short on certain things. So it's the ideal of falling back and looking at oneself and saying, okay, what am I doing that's not attracting the abundance that I need? not what the world can do for me, but what can I do for the world? All right. Mm-hmm. We got some music in the background. Woo. Okay. I'm sorry, guys. I'm not a traditional person. I do psychic readings. Come on. So the idea of being serious and formal, that kind of goes against my nature, doesn't it? So if music kicks in about 5 minutes and we're all dancing, that's just the nature of the whole thing. We're getting abundantly happy and dancing on the floors. Okay, guys? So you see what I'm saying? Because you just said you need a job to be abundant. And I'm sure you said a lot of other things that I need this. I fell in the same trap about a couple weeks ago when I was saying if I could just go back to Colorado, I would be successful and happy. But see, what I was doing was I was putting a limitation upon myself, which was actually creating a block and keeping me from exactly what I really wanted. It was just the way I had to change the way I was thinking and the way I was talking and what was coming out of my mouth. I mean, people read the Bible a lot of times, and there's one part in there that does say the power of the tongue. It can either work for you or it can work against you. So I'm just saying, with the situation, what I can pick up with you is the idea of working on oneself and asking yourself, why don't you feel abundantly? Do you love yourself abundantly? Are you really focusing on what you really want to do with your life in an abundant way, or are you focusing on if money could save you and not saving yourself?
Mm-hmm.
Let me give you a card. I'm going to shuffle the cards for you. All I need you to do, okay? Because I'm going to shuffle these cards, and I want you to tell me when to stop shuffling these cards. Oh, I got to watch these. This is a big deck, and I have the tendency to play havoc on my wrist. All right. We're shuffling the cards as we speak. And if everybody else wants to call in, get your reading, and I will do angel cards reading right for you right now. We got plenty of time and plenty of space, and so give us a call in here. The number is 646-721-9031. Again, that number is 646-721-9031. Also, I have a show now. If I'm working with Courtney Bibb, who has a show on here, I think she just changed it. And for some reason, it escapes my mind. Gosh, I hate when I go blank like that. But she has a show, and we're doing a show Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 11 a.m. Eastern on topics in history and giving you a spiritual twist on the whole thing of, I guess what you would say the government and the world are leaving out that you need to know about, which also has to affect you as well. And we've been doing we did a show this morning on Atlantis, and that was very interesting, and we're continuing that discussion Wednesday, so you might want to join us on that one. That's 11 a.m. in the morning, Eastern, and the show is called The Missing Spiritual Link with Courtney. Well, it's actually Donnie and Courtney, but Courtney and Donnie sounds good too, so whichever way it pops up, but we're both in there, so hey. And we're working very closely together on this whole situation, this project, and we're hoping to educate you guys to understanding that there's a whole lot more about you and you don't understand. So I'm still shuffling the cards there, sweetie, and just tell me when to stop.
Okay.
Shuffling.
Stop.
All right. Now I'm going to do you want me to cut the deck or leave it alone?
Cut the deck one.
Okay. All right. Just pull your card out. Manifestation. Yeah, it's kind of interesting, isn't it? Now, with the idea of manifestation card, we'll look at this card very deeply. The angel is showing you the power that you have to manifest exactly what you want to do. But there's also some things about you that you need to work on, which is some healing and some releasing, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I can see that very closely. The hand, see, in this card, the angel is sitting on a cliff, on an edge, and she's showing you that you're just like, have a realization of just exactly what you need to do. But you're having a tough time accepting it and taking that walk and leaving that edge, that ledge, and moving on and really embracing the world, okay? And this shows the angel as she's basically, and the reason I know that because when the angel is sitting on the cliff and she has her hands extended over the cliff and she has these sparkly things on her hands, which is showing the power that you have to change the world. To change the world, you have to change yourself. So if things are not working the way they're supposed to, it's the idea of focusing on oneself and going, okay, just take a real good look at ourselves and be very honest about what we see, and then understand that I was the one who created all this, So therefore, since that's the case, the source and the root of changing everything else is me. And the ideal manifestation, the card is also green. That's what we saw the healing process. But the ideal working with Archangel Raphael and Archangel Michael, I think, would really help you out a lot as well, because Michael can help you cut the cords that you're still attached to the past. And I can see that you're very anchored into the past, okay? Because you're still thinking about those things. It's actually putting you in a state of lack of. So you're talking about, I want to change, I want abundance, but in the same token, your thoughts are still going to the lack of. And it's trying to focus on you, helping you understand that taking, even to the point of putting, to invoke more green energy into your life, which green, the reason we look at certain things that are green, because the vibration is higher, and it attracts exactly what we need to make us feel happy. And the process of being happy, I think it's one of those states where where certain things are automatically healed because of it. The manifestation. I can look at my book real quick and give you the deeper meaning of the whole thing of just looking at what they would say. Because that's my impression. But at the same time, I just want to give you a little insight too at what the angels have written in this book. So manifestation is, you have manifested new opportunities in abundance. Know that you can experience these gifts right now. But there's something about you that you're attracting things to you, but in some ways you don't feel like you deserve it. The angels are saying basically your hopes for aspiration are on their way to you. They may arrive in a different fashion than you expected. And it's one of those things of opening your mind, okay? Because a lot of us do that. We have a tendency to focus on the outcome, but in the process of focusing on the outcome, we also try to manipulate it the way we want it to happen. When actually what we're supposed to do is ask for it and let the universe do that part. That's none of our business. And then just focus on the outcome and then accept the outcome no matter how it comes to you, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes in a situation where thinking, well, if I only had this job right here, I'd be okay. That's putting a limitation on yourself, saying that's the only job in this world that could actually get me out of this situation. What I do is I focus on something, and then I'll sit there and say, this or something better is now manifesting for me in totally satisfying and harmonious ways for the highest good of all concerned. What that does is you're focusing on a certain thing, but at the same time you're also telling the universe, I'm open to whatever it is. So if I'm actually destined or I deserve more than what I'm asking for, I'm also asking for that too as well. Maybe it's a little more, it's a little harder for me to conceive, but at the same time I'm admitting myself and saying I'm open to receive whatever it is. Okay? And sometimes when we put limitations on that, that just keeps us from getting what we want. Because in here, it's like in a different fashion than you expected, but the rewards that you are truly, but the rewards that you truly desire, such as feelings of peace, security, and happiness, are manifested exactly as you requested. Okay, they're going to manifest no matter which one. It was like last week where we were talking about relationships. Okay, and people are thinking, okay, if I could just get with this guy here, I would be so freaking happy. Not realizing what we're actually really saying in that moment is, this is an example of what I would like to be. So therefore, it's a reflection back to you of saying, okay, then go be that. But don't go taking on somebody else. It's a reflection of telling you that you focus on yourself and you'll get exactly what you want. So the idea of being happy and having the best relationship you ever wanted to have, you're going to get that. Just not with the person you thought it was going to be with. So that's what they're saying. They're trying to get you to open your mind to the expectations of where you're going to go. Because there's a lot of people who've gone to college. This is a prime example. People have gone to college, done all the schooling, and some of these people are not even doing anything they went to school for because their path led them somewhere else, and they all opened themselves up to the solution of what their financial problems was actually to go out and do what they were destined to do, not what they went to school for. Because a lot of the people who are doing exactly what they love to do have been doing this their whole lives in some shape or form, and they didn't realize it. So they went to school to learn something, and every time they turn around, I mean, it's like when I do readings and stuff, I've gone and run up with a carnival and done all kinds of stuff, but for some reason, I always end up back doing this. So therefore, it's one of those things of letting down the resistance and saying, okay, I get it. The answers to my question, the answers to my problem, the solution to their situation is to accept me and what I'm all about, and to understand that everything I'm attracting to me is to help me to enhance that, embrace it, and then live it. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Do you have any questions?
No, sounds good.
Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm fine.
And, I recommend everybody else out there to get in there and get those $10 readings and get you a private reading. It's an hour, and it's really insightful, and it's a whole lot more information I can give you in the time frame that I have now. Plus, the idea of doing past lives come up all the time. So a lot of people are actually getting, in the midst of a reading, they're getting little glimpses, and usually a lot more than just a glimpse of their past lives, because they usually come up for a reason to help you understand why things are the way they are now. So if you get a chance to do that, it would be great. They're good till February 14th. I'm just saying, if you call me after the show and schedule one, and if they say we schedule one, it falls after the 14th, it's already been scheduled. So you definitely jump in there, okay?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But
great.
Take
Thank
the
action. You.
Oh, you're welcome. And if you have any other questions, you're more welcome to ask or call more. Okay?
Okay. Thanks.
You're welcome. You have a great night. And try some meditation. Work on some chakra meditations as well, okay?
I tried meditation, but I'm not getting it.
Well, see, when you sit there and you focus on meditations, stop saying trying, and then sit there and figure out. Because sometimes what the problem is people will latch on to certain meditations that they've been introduced to, and they don't work for them. So what you need to do is open yourself up to find what works for you. Because meditation works for everybody. It's just the idea of finding the right meditation and the right avenue and what really feels good to you, okay? So if you've had meditations here in the past that haven't worked with you, then just keep looking until you do. But I always see in situations like this, I work with angels all the time. And I really urge other people to do the same thing, to work with your angels and ask them, I want to do the meditations, but this one doesn't seem like it's working. So could you guide me to one that will? And I've had so many things that dropped to my lap, it's kind of crazy. But you also might want to try one thing to get you started, is to just do a breathing exercise, which is in the mornings for like 10 or 15 minutes. Just focus on breathing through your nose and exhaling out your mouth. And just do that one thing. No expectations to do any of that, but just controlled breathing and do it for like 10, 15 minutes and do it very slowly and very relaxing. Just do that one exercise and see what happens, okay? This is another reason why I always tell people to get readings, is because in the midst of a reading, it's just not a reading. It's almost like a session. So we can actually go over many, many techniques that could work for you, as in how to meditate, or even teach you how to take things that you're introduced to come up with your own meditation. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But try that breathing one first. And then you get a chance, give me a call later, and I'll be happy to work with you, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. You have a great night.
You too.
Thank you. And let's go on to another call. And like I said, if you all want to call and get a question answer, that's great. The number here is 646-721-9031. I actually looked at my phone number because I was forgetting it there for a while. And you want to get a private reading, which the number is 937-838-6337. And like I was telling her, the readings are going for $10 an hour and $5 for a half hour for calling the show. And we got blocks of time where you can get a block of 11 one-hour calls, one-hour readings for $100. And six 1 hour readings for $50, and 4 1 hour readings for $35. And if you want to get six half hour readings, that's $40. So get in there before February 14th and let's work together, huh? Because I mean, when you do, I call them sessions because they're not just readings. They're getting information and that kind of stuff. But I do so many things in the midst of a reading, especially if you came to me, because I do palm readings and angel card readings and tarot card readings, and you might actually get a 3 or 4 card spread in the course of one reading. And we also sit down to do sessions and relationship sessions and life coaching. Everything that I do following that 1 hour, and I've never done a 1 hour. It always goes more than 1 hour. So I always recommend to everybody at 2 hours, and they're going, well, 2 hours is kind of long. Do a reading with me or do a session with me. I guarantee you, maybe 2 hours won't be enough either. So, and with the rates where they are right now, getting a 2-hour session is just $20. So, hey, jump in there. And if you get these blocks of time, if you buy the blocks of time before February 14th, then you got 11 readings for you to do. You know, you can space them out for the one a month. Okay, and you still got one going for the next year. So take advantage of these things, guys. I mean, it's great. And like I said before, I like to work with each and every one of you because, I mean, it's the point of doing this work is to work with people one-on-one so therefore they can do and use their intuition the way it was designed to work in the first place so you can make those spontaneous decisions and watch your life fall into place quicker and also attract exactly what you really want to do and have the life that you really want to have. And the idea of understanding, then you'll come to the point of realizing what abundance means, and it probably will contradict what you think it was. So take that in and just let it resonate in your brain, in your mind, and your soul. And I guarantee you, once you look inside, all the answers you've been looking for, you'll find them very quickly. So let's go on to our next call. And John, you're on the air. Welcome to the show. What's your name?
How are you?
I'm fine. I'm losing my mind. But,
yeah,
you know,
you.
We're trying to put my hands on my head just to contain myself just for a little bit longer. So
I have a question.
Okay, John.
And what it deals with is right now I'm in a lull, just like the winter, and I was wondering if the spirits have any kind of earth-shaking advice for me to do around now.
Okay, so I'm trying to understand exactly what you're asking, so therefore I can pass it on and listen. So
actually,
you're saying,
a generality.
A generality. So it's winter, and you're having a problem with that?
It's just there. You know what I'm saying? And I don't feel like I'm going anywhere.
Where?
It's just like I've hibernated, and I want to know what they are going to tell me in order to start moving again.
Well, one thing I get the most right now is the idea of moving forward. It seems like you personally and certain things about yourself have moved forward quite a bit.
Okay.
Okay? So it's the ideal. And I keep getting that right now. You should take advantage of the idea of not. That's what I get, the idea of not.
Oh, so enjoy it.
Enjoy it. You don't have to do anything because they're saying to me right now, and I just firmly believe this because I've been sitting here and just, you know, there's some days, like yesterday, I was wanting to go to the gym and work out and just do things. And it was just something that came over me real quick and said, you know something? Why do you need to do that? Because you're getting into the state of where you think you have to do something. And you're losing the track of the situation of not realizing that if something's not really prompting you to do something or the opportunities really haven't come across your face, then why are you thinking you have to do anything when these things are not happening? Because they will, and they're coming. But it's also take and recharge. The one thing I do get, I keep seeing color. So I get the impression of working on chakras,
yes.
Aura cleansings, certain things of irritation with certain people. So when I sit there and see the irritation with other people, there's also irritations with yourself that you need to look at as well. Now, this is not an easy thing because, I mean, I understand the same thing to myself. I mean, Friday and Saturday, we actually have people coming in and basically bashing and attacking me on the air. Okay, so I'm sitting there going, and the very first thing that I came up with was, okay, what did I do to try to attract that? Now, my angels came to me and said, sometimes in situations you have to understand that those people are coming to you who really do want help. They just haven't really learned how to ask for it.
Okay.
So they're reaching out in different ways, but the idea of always assuming people are attacking you, that's your perception. It's just people being themselves and doing what they would do every day, just like they normally do anyway. And you just happen to be in their path this time, and you felt the effects of it. But they're not doing anything to you. They're just acting and being themselves. So therefore, look at it that way and quit taking it so personal.
Okay.
And that's what I'm saying with the situation with I've gone through myself. So therefore, it's amazing how people cross my path. They tell me and point out things very clearly, which also reflect me as well. So the situation is learn how to relax. Learn how to take care of the situations. When you put yourself in certain situations, you put yourself there for a reason. So it's You have to learn how to enjoy the whole aspect of it, not just the idea of what your agenda was to enjoy, but looking at the big picture, you know?
Yes.
Looking at your surroundings, look at the roof over your head. And it's just like, you know, being gratitude, being grateful for what's going on. But also, when you sit here and say you're grateful for your house, you're grateful for everything that's in your life, you're basically saying, you're thanking yourself, too, at the same time. Because you attracted it.
Correct.
So it's time to take account of that as well and say, hey, John, you're a great person. You should love yourself as much as you love everybody else. And sometimes you forget to do that.
Oh, yes.
And when somebody comes across your path who gives you an irritation, you should stop and look at the whole thing and say thank you. They'll probably be baffled, but it just pointed out something you need to work on, too.
Okay, and great.
And everything's just a learning experience, just like you need to be. You seem like you have a lot of pressing things going on with yourself, too.
There's some.
So I'm just saying, you know, that's one thing people have a tendency to do when things start getting very successful. They forget to take time for themselves. And you have time to do that, okay?
Which I'm very lucky to.
Yeah, so, you know, you're doing good. So for some reason, I just feel prompted to ask you, what do you do for a living?
Right now, I'm on disability.
Uh-huh.
But I'm going to be starting a spiritual center, a spiritual holistic center.
Okay, in the midst of being in this situation you're talking about, I mean, you've learned a lot of things about yourself, correct?
Correct.
So
very much
really,
so.
Do you really see yourself as being disabled?
I'm still holding on to it.
Yes. So I wish I could have a friend of mine and you talk. Because I did a reading for her, and the angels told her to stop living off the government. And it wasn't in the sense of saying, okay, you're a bad person. It was the idea of going out there and embracing your gifts and realizing you wasn't disabled.
Right.
It was the government telling you that you were disabled.
Exactly.
Saying, yeah, so, and you get it. I love that, man. I just think it's great that you got that kind of confidence and you're going out and doing it. And you're going to break this. You know, it's just break this thing and go look at it. Because I have a lot of clients are in wheelchairs and stuff who don't believe in this crap and are doing all kinds of stuff and don't let disability keep them in a situation where say, okay, I get $825, so I can only make that a month, that much. I can't make no more than that because I'll lose it. When they don't realize they're feeding into a fear that's keeping them down when they could actually have a job making $2,000 a month.
Exactly.
Yeah, and you have so much potential to do the same thing. And I feel like you'll actually surpass by three times.
Oh,
so,
great.
Yeah, so, you know, the idea of erasing that situation, abundantly loving yourself has a tendency to attract abundantly situations that you really want, and they have a tendency to enhance your life, and then next you know you have the life that you've always wanted. So don't let the government keep you from doing that, too. So
not at all.
So, you see. But you just seem like you're a very loving person, and sometimes you do have a tendency to get too worldly, and you know that as well as I do.
Oh, yeah.
You're working on that. So what are you going to do?
I'm going to just continue and get better.
Exactly. I mean, so if you're taking the break and you feel like right at this moment, like I said before, there's no opportunities crossing your lap right now. They are going to be. And since they're not, I mean, this might sound crazy to some people, but I was sitting here one day and I was living for my first month to Colorado. I was in a situation where I basically had not eaten in 4 days. Now, my angels came to me and said, what have you learned? Do I need food? No. It's like, what have you learned? Well, I learned that I didn't really need that food. I'm still alive, still doing things, but actually my gifts from being in a situation of being toxified, you know, all the toxins were out of my body.
Right.
My gifts were, like, off the scale. My accuracy was, like, up 100, almost 100%, and it was just like, oh, okay, now I get it. Look at every situation that happens to you as an opportunity, not the other way around. And I started, okay, I fasted for 4 days. Exactly, you fasted for 4 days. You wasn't starving for 4 days. Nobody can starve in 4 days. But you can do a lot of things about finding yourself and certain things that, and you start realizing right at that moment that everything in this life is a choice, even breathing and eating. You made a choice to come here, and it just makes it very clear for that to happen. So so you have a tendency to look at things differently too, and say, okay, since I made a choice to come here, and then you start realizing all the choices you've made in the past as they actually brought you to that point, you really start thinking about things and start focusing on yourself and go, okay, what can I do to change that? Oh, change myself. Because I just changed myself for 4 days. And boy, did I get a drastic change in the outer world by changing myself. Because I actually hadn't paid the rent in a while, but for some reason nobody was knocking on my door. So the angel said, okay, no one's knocking on your door, so why are you worried about the rent? Don't worry about things at all. And then when they come across your path, I guarantee if you hadn't worried about it, there'll be a solution that comes along, and that'll be a thing of the past anyway. So so you are in a good place with yourself. So trust that. And the more you keep your mind open and don't put yourself in situations where you think you have to do something, that's survival mode.
Right.
You know, yeah, so you keep yourself out of survival mode so you can keep those. Because I see opportunities coming your way, and we're talking about 2 months. And how much longer do you have on this disability? In fact, you're getting sick.
Well, I won't go back to work to what I was doing. So,
right, what you're saying.
I mean, it's
we won't anyway.
Right, it's in the back, so it's going to last, you know, the rest of my life, the pain and all that. But actually working with everything, the next couple months probably.
And in 6 months, you'll probably be in a situation where you won't, you will still be getting it, but you won't care.
Correct.
Gotcha. That's why I see six. All right, so we all figured it out. Yeah, so therefore, if you get a chance, you should also take advantage of these readings that are going down, if you can.
I will be trying to do that.
Yeah, because I'd love to do a past life with you, because I feel like we could learn a lot more about certain things of being a tycoon in a past life that would actually help you in this past, in this future that you're going to be going to, okay?
Sounds good. Thanks, Don.
Oh, no problem. Thank you, John, and you have a great night, and thank you for the call.
You too. Thank you.
You're welcome. All right, we're going to try to get this queue thing going. Okay, guys, come on. We got a wide open queue, plenty of room for everybody to call in and get your questions answered. The number here is 646-721-9031. You know, the more people call in here, the more I will stop talking about candy bars. I'm going to start talking about candy bars until it drives you guys crazy. I'm going to get an abundance of candy bars. basically, I'm just kidding with you guys. But, you know, it would be great for someone to call in right now. I'd love to talk to anybody right now. You can just get a nice little caller calling in here so we can hear about your opinions and your stories and your perception of what abundance is to you. You know, certain situations that go on, so we can give people out there in the audience an idea that there are different perceptions on abundance, and you'd be amazed that if you have 20 people, you probably have 20 different opinions of what that means, what abundance is to them. You know, a lot of people think things like success. People think success is... Yeah, Violet. We have a lot of people out there, and come on, it's like, let's see, we got $150 a month. Ridiculous. Well, because they're focusing on, I used to do this. I started focusing on $100,000 a month income. And I would always put it in a different way of saying, hey, you know, I focus, and I want to be blessed with a $2,400 income a week. And okay, so we're sitting here looking at things and having a good old time, and Angel Violet, I am so good at palm readings that people actually scoop back from the table because they say it's too spooky. I read people like a book, and I also pick up feelings and emotions with that too. Please read what I wrote. What did you write? Anyone else good at palm reading? Yes, I am very good at palm readings. How much do you get for disability in the U.S.? Hey, I wonder how much he does get. That would be great if John could have called back in here and tell us how much he made on his disability. Just to give us an idea, I have a friend of mine who is in a wheelchair, and she gets $825 a month. Which I think is kind of ridiculous, because the ideal of most people's rent is $800, right? So that's kind of crazy in itself. So therefore, we sit here, look at those situations, and then we try to figure out what's going on. So come on, guys, get in here, call in here, ask some questions, or call in, and we can do an angel card reading for you. We can actually try this. I've done this before a couple times, where people can call in and kind of give me an idea, and I can focus psychically on your palm and give you a palm reading over the air. Well, you know, I've tried that a couple of times, and it's actually worked pretty well. It's just I have a tendency to like to do those things in private. and private readings. And I'm actually going to take that information anyway and put it out there and say, hey, you know. So when we talk about, I wish we could get some people to call in right now and to give people an idea of their idea of what abundance means. We only get $150 a month. That's a little crazy in itself, huh? Anyway, like I said before, call in and just do some readings. Anybody in the chat room, which I don't really see a lot of people in the chat room, but let's see. I'm trying to put something in the chat room. When we were sitting here going over a lot of stuff. Because the one thing I really want to emphasize on, because the one caller called in and said that she thought she had to have a job to be abundant. And that's just not true. To be abundant is the ideal of saying, okay, let me take it back, Angel Violet, because I've actually seen this before, and those are not lifelines. One's the lifeline, and one's your destiny line. And sometimes people's destiny line and their lifeline really run right next, neck and neck, which kind of like if you're really doing what you love to do right this moment would indicate that's why your line is like that. Hello! So that was the ideal. Like, I'll go over that real quick. The ideal of palm readings, okay, guys? Palm readings are like this. You have a headline, a heart line, and a lifeline. You also have a destiny line. You also have points on your hand, like your finger, your pointing finger, that's Jupiter. Your middle finger is Saturn. Your third finger, your ring finger, that's sun finger. That's the sun finger. And then your pinky is your Mercury. There's also the heart line is the top of your palm. And usually between the heart line and your pinky, excuse me, there's a spot right there where you can actually tell how many kids you're going to have. Or if you look at it, you'll probably notice that the number of lines actually matches how many kids you do have. And then you have the mound of, which is the mound of Mercury, which is underneath the Mercury finger, the mound of Sun, which is underneath. Okay. Usually when in a situation like that, people have actually had two lives that they exist. I've actually seen that on Gemini's fingers, where you have two lifelines, but they're not really actually a lifeline. What happens is one is something they started, and then the other line picks up, and it's what they're doing right now, which is close, probably closer to the destiny line. Okay? And let's see, blocks. And like we were talking before, blocks of time going for 11 1-hour readings is going for $100. Whoops. Let's see, $100. And a 6 1-hour readings. Oh. The readings are going are $50. Make sure we get that right. And then, if you want to, you can also get 4 1-hour readings. $35. And we also have one, if you try this, it's a 6 6 half-hour readings for $40. So you see, that's a crazy thing there. Call. And if you call 937-838-6337, we will get you in there and you'll be set. I mean, like I said before, you get a block of 11 one-hour readings. You could have one of those for each month. Okay? Which would get you through the whole year. So that would take care of the whole thing, wouldn't it? I thought it was kind of crazy myself. And see, we're talking about the ideal destiny line. So I have a destiny line that goes right next to the other, but there's another line too. And sometimes the situation really, this is why I always recommend getting palm readings in person, because the ideal of me and reading palms, I actually really get deep into palm readings. I'm also an empath. So when we do that, you know, the empath, I can pick up not just things about, not just the idea of the line itself, but also things that have happened to you in your life that resonate with those lines. I mean, I did a reading for a lady who had a relationship that when they broke up, I felt that it was so painful that she actually throbbed because it hurt her so bad. And I could pick it up through her palm, and she was kind of fascinating, but she had a vein that shot up to where her Mount of Venus was. Which sounded kind of weird, didn't it? Mount of Venus is right beneath your thumb. And your thumb is your thumb is in threes. The tip of your thumb, that is will. The middle part is wisdom. And the bottom, that part, is the Mount of Venus. This is relationships. And with the lines that go towards your fingers, those are your relationship lines. Your loving, your romantic relationships. And then you have lines, a lot of times you have lines going toward the thumb that crisscross with those. Those are family connections, loving family. And a lot of times when you have a line crossing, a romantic line, it usually shows that there was influence from your family with that relationship. It doesn't always mean bad. It could be a good thing or a bad thing. Also, if you look at the bottom of your thumb, you also see there's a ring around the bottom of your thumb. And some people look at it and go, look at those little X's. Those are actually considered chain links. Okay, those are chain links to go across there. And the closer those chain links are, usually indicates how close your family are and how close you are with your family and how close-knit your family is. So you see how that works? Crazy, huh? You know, but if you have Skype, you could call me on Skype, and we could actually do a palm reading that way. How do you get those avatars by your name? Well, what you do is somebody to IM you, okay? And then when they go out of the room, when they leave, the box will still be there. So what you do is you go up above where it says send, there's a little thing, it'll pop up, it'll say put your information in there, and what kind of avatar you want. I found that out the other day too, and somebody came into a chat room with me, and when they left, they told me, said, here's a box, when I leave the room, and then you can use it to do just that. That's how I put my little thing next to my name there. So it worked out pretty good. So everybody check your thumbs, and see how close your family is, and if that line is really smooth, more than likely, you're not really close to your family, and your family has a tendency to act like they are close, but they're not. So your thumb indicates that whole thing. And then the part in the wisdom, when you look in the middle part of your thumb and you start seeing, like you'll see like your life, you'll see your family line, and sometimes you'll see lines shooting off from your family line, which usually indicates that somebody has left your family. Hey, Donnie. What's up? Okay, what am I doing here? So I'm saying right here, you know, the situation is when you do that, that's what I'm saying, when you get somebody into... You're so excited about being a grandmother. Really? Really? You should call after the show and tell me all about it. That sounds exciting in itself. I remember when I had my first grandchild, which is my oldest granddaughter, who's 7 now. That was great. So give it a, yeah, really, really live that one up. I do all the time. I'm actually closer to my youngest granddaughter. There's actually 4. Yes. Yeah. So, you know, it's kind of a crazy thing, isn't it? So you get a chance, give me a call. I'd love to talk about that. I don't talk about gossiping, okay? I mean, I don't charge for gossiping. But, yeah, I do that. But I was just saying, below the Mercury finger, I see, I read the when you, okay, 4? Okay, 4 what? Are we playing golf here? 4? Where are you? Okay, I'm not sure what that means. Anyway, when we were talking about the palm readings, you have to watch out a lot. If you look at your palm, looking right down your palm, you'll see the mound underneath Mercury. You would see right there the lines in there are the ones that tell you how many kids you have. I mean, children you're going to have. And I've always looked at that area, and it's always the same thing. Also, between the heart line and the head line, you'll see X's. Now, when I've done readings for people, I have 1X between those 2 lines, and I actually have 1X wife. Okay, and every time I've looked in that situation, I've always found the same thing with people. This indicates their X's. And the process of doing that, what I found out by looking at the X itself and how close it is to each one of those lines, if let's say that the top part is open wider than the bottom part of the X, that shows that you had too much heart when you should have actually listened to your head to keep yourself out of that situation. So there's a lot of learning in that situation. So keep your mind open. You see how that works. But, and then you have the Mercury finger is communication. So if you have a lot of lines and stuff in your Mercury finger, it shows you that you talk a lot, you communicate well, or maybe you have a job where you do a lot of talking, or you're always the person that's always doing the directing and that kind of thing. Okay, guys, and also with palm readings, this is how I do it, okay? I feel like the hand that you use is the dominating hand, and then the hand that you don't use is your map hand. And a lot of times you can actually compare the two together to see where you are in your life. So you have a map hand, which tells you what you're supposed to do with your life. You talk a lot, okay, great. You know, so if you're right-handed, look at your left hand. That's the hand you were born with. That's like a map. That's your map hand. And then your right hand, if you're right-handed, it's the hand you do. That's what you're actually living your life with. A lot of people do have a tendency to be right where they're supposed to be at, more than they like to admit. So if you look at that situation, well, a lot of us have a tendency to, you know, as we go through life, we have a tendency to learn certain things or we change things, you know. So sometimes in a situation of someone changing hands is the ideal of really embracing their life and not wanting to sit there and kind of hesitate anymore. They just kind of jump right into it. So you can see how that can work for you. But the Mercury hand is communication. The Sun finger, which is the ring finger, is expression. You know, express how much you love. You put a ring on your hand, which is kind of funny because if you're right-handed, we put the ring on the other hand. So it kind of indicates to you that you were, in that situation, we should think about this. We're all destined for relationships. So therefore, that we were, you know, the ideal of what you're entitled to, what you deserve, what you were destined to do was relationships. And you were almost, okay, you were born to be abundant. You were born to be loved. And you were born to be successful at all those things. Not just one of those things. A lot of people out there, a lot of you guys have a tendency to go, you put a lot of energy into your careers because you have more control over that than you do relationships. Not realizing the ideal of having, working with energy in those situations of having a really, really great, successful career. you can take the same energy, which is, I love my job, and say, okay, I love my spouse, and do the exact same thing. Okay? So you sit there and look at the situation. When you even look at palm reading, it tells you the same thing. That you were, your palm hand is saying, see, your palm on your map hand has a love line, a headline, and a lifeline, the whole bit. Okay? I have so many X's. Is this between the head and the head and the heart line? Well, you spell heart wrong. You forgot the T. But the X is, yeah, the X is between the heart line and the headline. Also, you can take a look at the situation too, guys, and look at your palm, all right? Now look at your palm, and you'll see the headline comes across, and then usually your lifeline will shoot off and down your palm, right? Now, if those two lines are connected right there in the crease of your hand, that shows very strong psychic ability. It also shows that you use your psychic abilities. And the reason I know that is when I look at the palm, because your headline and your heart line, I mean, your headline and your lifeline are connected, which means you are using your abilities to make decisions in your life. And the way you do that is you interpret your psychic ability through your head, which affects your life. See how that works, guys? You have a star between your, below your Jupiter finger. What does that mean? If you have a star or lions or something between right at the root of your Jupiter finger, that means that actually what it means is you have a tendency to focus on, you think too much. But you also show that you have at least three abilities that you use in the course of your life, so therefore to give you direction, to point the way. Which if you think about the Jupiter finger, it's the one we usually point with. So it's indicating and pointing you in the right direction if you use your abilities. If you're not using your abilities, this could kind of give you an indication of why you're not getting where you think you should be at. So if you start embracing that part, then you'll see what's up. Okay, guys? Gosh. So if you're right-handed, that's the hand you focus on as you're looking at the lines. If you're left-handed, you do the same thing. Also with your hand, just kind of look at your situation, calluses and stuff. Everything means that, means something. If you wear rings on your fingers, pay attention to what ring you have that pay attention to the fingers that you have the rings on. Okay, the heart and the line, lifeline. Okay, what does it mean? Okay, you have a star, you have two diamond shapes on your left hand between the heart and the lifeline. And did you say you were left-handed? I'm going to sort of look at the situation and go, okay, if you have a star or diamonds, diamonds is an indication of actually, that's more of a focusing on, because diamonds are very hard, very strong substance. Usually with, see, stars are more indication of focusing on one's happiness. Focusing on, like if you're a person who likes to stare at the stars, it's really an indication of star staring, which is very enjoyable. So it's the idea of focusing more on things that you really enjoy. The diamonds are more of a focusing on having a more solid foundation. A more solid foundation. Also with your lines, the deeper the lines are, the more grounded you normally are, you really are. Especially with the lifeline. Because in the east, that line, are the lines are different. Your heart line is actually the water line, your head line is the air line, and your lifeline is actually the ground line. I've actually studied many books, so there's many ways of looking at it. There's also a scientific explanation behind palm readings as well, which has been around close between sometimes between 2,000 and 5,000 years. So they've been around a long, long time. And what the theory is, if you look at the situation of how things are associated with, your hands are attached to the mind of how we think and focus. Because when we put ourselves in situations, when we get into a situation where we want to fight, we take all of our fingers and our hands and we use them all as an amazing force to get our point across. Okay? And also when we focus, when we fight, so when we're angry or somebody disturbs us, we have a tendency to react with our hands first. We have a tendency to want to do something with our hands before we really verbally say something, because our hands will start doing certain things and you catch people talking with their hands. Okay, but the hands usually start before the mouth. That's because back in the day, when we were talking about this morning, which we didn't really talk on this, but the idea being from Atlantis and understanding that more the idea of the connection and the fascination with Atlantis is also to help you understand that we were telepathic. Now we had vocal cords, we had mouths, and we talked, okay? But it's like anything else, when you're in a relationship, you have a tendency to talk to each other until you get to know each other. And if you notice, when you're in a really good relationship, you really don't say a lot. You just kind of look at each other and smile, and you pretty much know what each other's thinking. Because that's the way it was, okay? That was just the way it was. And that's the way we're going back to, good or bad, okay, in the situation. And then after you get to know somebody for a while, then you have, like I was saying, you're talking in a different way. Plus you use your hands, of course, yeah, you use your hands and your mind and your telepathic skills to do things. Look at the idea of sign language. How come we don't sign language with our feet? We sign with our hands. So the hands are connected to the brain and the mind and the hemispheres of the brain. Okay, but on the same thing too, in the Atlantis, that's how it was. We would talk. And most of the time in mass consciousness, we've heard the word mass consciousness quite a bit. Well, mass consciousness is a term that came from Atlantis, and now we're starting to use it again because in those situations of teaching, that's how they taught. They taught telepathically. So if you went to an Atlantean classroom, you wouldn't hear anything. But you would see a lot of people doing things with their hands, writing, doing certain things, but everybody's communicating in a telepathic way. Exactly. And animals are easier because animals don't have any expectations. You know, they're just wide open. You can talk to them, whatever. I mean, it's like when you're walking down the street and the dogs start barking. They've already picked you up. And now they're verbally, you know, barking back at you. They have a tendency to react before they think about it that they can't talk English. But they sure are picking it up, aren't they? And they're trying to communicate with you. Which makes you wonder how come dogs don't... How come dogs don't talk? Because they can think that way. How come they can't talk that way? So, you know, it's a different little setup there, but, you know. But the same thing with palm readings. Palm readings are, like, very open-minded, and they really can tell you about yourself. I've actually used to do a thing called relationship compatibility palm readings, which was actually something I really wanted to write a book about because I've never seen it anywhere else. You know, I actually kind of pulled the two things together when I was in Colorado and started doing this for people to help couples understand themselves, but also understand why they're together, and to actually, by going deeper into the palm readings and finding out more about them, you can give that relationship a stronger foundation. Okay? Instead of wondering, we kind of put those things to rest, and now they understand each other very well. So you see, the situation is very interesting of how all these techniques all work for us, and how the Atlanteans, if you think about the spiritual missing link there, is to show you how connected they were and how the ideal of mass consciousness can sway the way things are. But we were also talking about this morning about certain alien races coming in and using that mass consciousness in telepathic ways to get what they want too as well. Not all of them, but one in particular, okay? And the situation was all crazy. But it was one of those things of even when the Atlantean place was in its way in certain ways destroyed, it wasn't completely destroyed. There were certain parts about it that were saved in certain ways. I do believe that in the bottom of the Atlantic Ocean, near where the Bermuda Triangle is, I do believe that there is a culture there, a spinoff from Atlantis that was always there. Because think about this, okay? The Roman Empire, the Greeks, the Romans. Everybody had these outposts of the Roman Empire. There was a big, big empire. The Roman Empire was huge. So I'm, you know, and how did they all keep control of those things, huh? How did they know what was going on? How were they communicating with each other? It was just one of those things of thinking about these things all the time, guys. Of thinking about Atlanteans being all over the world, and then their main, you know, the main base of operation was destroyed by a volcano, but those outposts were still thriving. So when the survivors left, and a lot of us did leave before the eruption, and we were very highly advanced, so therefore we knew it was going to happen, and we knew when it was going to happen. But there were certain people who said it wasn't going to happen, and the volcano was just going to be dormant, and it was just a bunch of tremors and that kind of stuff. But the rest of us, we trusted what we knew. We trusted our abilities to sense things, and we left. So then we popped out to these other cultures, these other civilizations, and we also touched on other societies that were in some ways existing, but at the same time, the survivors of the main base of Atlantis didn't want to interfere with the outposts that were still thriving and just started to do something on their own. So therefore, we created the Egyptian culture, the Mayas. There was a couple of others of the people on Eastern Island and all these other things, and starting these situations. And why were they so advanced? And why did they do certain things in a certain way? Telepathic skills were still something you did anyway. And if you started the culture, the people that you were working with were not going to question that. But there were certain people on the earth that it makes you help you understand that why there are so many races here, where it could be simply the idea of different races from different planets that created certain things. Because in certain ways, we're all created the same. We all came from the same source. But it doesn't always mean we came from the same planet. But we all end up here anyway. So it's like a combining of mass consciousness in another way of coming together. So, but the one thing we were talking about was being abundant. And abundant is so easy, but it has to start with having your mind thinking in abundance to attract abundance to you. When we were talking about the law of attraction, talking about focusing on what we want, we have to change our thinking to get to obtain those things. By changing our thinking, it raises our vibration up. And it's a crazy situation. Vibrational energy. Like, think about this. Why does the root chakra vibrate in a ruby red? That's how fast the vibration is. So it starts giving off the color red. But I think if you sit there and focus on the root chakra and focus on the heart chakra together, and the idea of learning how to love, those two vibrations would definitely attract to you what you need at that time for you to continue loving yourself. So therefore, you're able to love the world. And I've always said this before too, that psychics and spiritual and light workers should focus on abundance as well. Because the more abundantly successful we are with ourselves, and the more we attract to us, the more we can actually take our thinking off trivial things as bills and rent and all that kind of stuff, and take that freaking energy and start focusing 100% on our clients. We went to sit there and think about it. And it's like a circle, of course, but it has to start with you. That's the whole thing. People, if you keep saying over and over again, I can't, whatever it is, I can't be successful, I can't be happy, I can't, whatever it is, fill in the blank, basically, then you're putting limitations on yourself by saying can't in a sense, okay? Or any kind of word that goes like this, I'm trying. Don't say you're trying something, because you're basically, before you even started, you set yourself up for failure, because you're saying, I'm just going to try. When you should be saying, no, I'm going to do it. I mean, when I do my little affirmations and stuff, I start focusing and saying, you know something? I start talking to myself in a constructive way, where I say, okay, Donnie, how much money are you going to be blessed with today? And I always go, $150. How much money are you going to be blessed with, Donnie? I said, duh, $150. How much money are you going to be blessed with today? I say, $150. Thank you. How much money are you, are you going to be blessed with this week? I'm going to be blessed with a $2,400 income. So you say those things to yourself like they've already happened. So that kind of brings the vibration up. It does bring the vibration up because the universe is saying, okay, this person really believes it so much. Therefore, your wish is our command. And poof, I earn a $2,400 financial blessing before the end of the week. And then I have a $2,400 income weekly. See how it all falls into place and everything goes good? And then you finally put yourself in a state of going forward. It's a spontaneous thing because now everything's falling into place, and now you instinctively want to keep going forward because of the things you've just manifested. You just realize by moving forward, there's more for you. And you just, the anticipation keeps you going and keeping your hands open to accept just that, where you're going to get miracles and gifts every day. So it's really intense and it's really exciting, and everybody likes it. I don't see anybody who said that they don't like abundance. Like I said, stop trying and start doing it. Yes, you do, but how can you honestly just go with the flow of the universe? Yes, you can, but what's the one thing that keeps you? I think it's at the end of your sentence. It talks about fear. And do it. And do this without fear, which means the ideal. Focusing, seeing yourself in the river, and more than likely you're hanging on to a root or a branch on the shore. And just let go. Now, the one thing I do, too, as well, is when I sit there and focus and manifest these things, I try to put myself in a situation of relaxing and letting go of anything and just kind of like putting things out there. And kind of, when I sit here and say let things go, I kind of focus and meditate a little bit where I can feel it leaving me. If I can feel it leaving me, then it's going out to the universe to be answered. Try that. In the process of thinking about that for a minute, okay, guys? Think about it. Think about it. Think about it. Okay. If you're all in a situation where you've been doing something for a period of time and you're not getting any results, the thing that you need to think about is, are you really focusing on what you want? Or are you focusing on the lack of? And what I mean by that is, it's like the idea was focusing on going back to Colorado. Now, in the process of focusing on going back to Colorado, I was focusing on the past. Which actually, if you think about the past, it doesn't exist anymore. So that's the lack of. Lack of a future. So I focus on the past itself. So it pulls me backwards. So what I did was, I started looking at the situation of what I was saying and how I was saying it. What kind of energy I was getting from it. Because when I sit there and say, hey, Donnie, how much money are you going to be blessed with today? $150. Now, when I say that, I will feel an energy with that. And as I say it, I can feel the energy going up and up and up. Now, if you're in a situation where you're saying something, but you don't feel anything one way or the other, there's not any energy being created with that. So more than likely, you don't believe it. There's something in your subconscious mind that's counteracting that. So one thing you should do is meditate and focus and go backwards, go back inwards, and go in the subconscious mind and ask that. Now, there is an ancient thing that you can do, too, as well, of taking just that and take a $5 bill, put it on the table, okay, look at it, study it, focus on it. Now, take that $5 bill and put it in your hands. Now, what you're going to do is take your consciousness and pose it on the $5 bill. Okay? In the process of doing that, ask the $5 bill, why am I having such a tough time getting more of you? And then listen, because what you're doing when you're taking the energy from your subconscious mind and imposing it on the $5 bill and asking the $5 bill to tell you why you are having why am I having such a tough time getting more of you? Actually, what's happening is your subconscious mind is telling you what the block is. And you can use your angels and your guides to do the same thing too, which, you know, you actually get a really positive effect with that, because not just the idea of telling you what's blocking you, they can also tell you how to let go of the block. When you realize those things, usually the realization helps you let go of those fears. I mean, I know for a fact when I was sitting there and having trouble with attracting more money, I used to do past life regressions, not just to past lives, but also going back in this lifetime up to certain places, like you were talking about before, that one says, let the universe take you where it needs to go, or taking me back to certain past situations in this lifetime to figure out what those are blocking me, and at the same time figure out. I always get taken back to when I drowned, when there was actually certain parts about that situation where I was still feeling guilty, and guilt, just the energy of guilt was keeping me from obtaining more success and more prosperity and able to be a magnet to attract more money. So, you know, it's a constant work. Nudges, you gotta go. That's too bad. It's good seeing you. So come back, you know, if you get a chance to check back in, well, let's do so. But try some of these techniques, you know, guys. Just sit there and tell yourself things and declare. I mean, I used to sit there and say, a financial blessing is going to happen before the end of the week. Okay, it may not be an emotion, but it sure has a tendency. Every kind of anything, a notion or a thought, does have a vibration, and it does resonate out there. So think about that one. It's a crazy situation, guys. So as we sit here, I'm just saying what I sit here and do. That I'm saying I focus on a financial blessing that's going to happen before the end of this week, and then I'll sit there and focus and say, okay, I have a little bit of doubt. So what I do is, instead of reaffirming it like that, I'll sit there and say, another financial blessing is going to happen before the end of the week. Now, see, what I'm doing is I'm actually focusing still on both, and I'm still giving power to the first. True, but see, what I'm trying to do is I'm trying to focus on that was one thing in my life, but I'm also sitting here and trying to take it one step further, too, and say, my girlfriend will come visit me before the end of the week. And then if I have a little doubt about it, my girlfriend's going to come and visit me again before the end of the week. So I'm still focusing on the first one and not giving up on it, because I'm seeing her come and visit me again. In the situation, if you don't want to talk about money, an opportunity to have just what I want is going to happen before the end of the week. All right, I was just using money as an example, because it's one that people can gravitate toward quicker. But what I've done in the situation is I've taken those same things and tried to use the same ones, not just for the money thing, but also to attract everything I need in my life, emotions, money, housing, love, career, clients, you know, situations like that. 100 people are going to call me for readings before the end of this week. Yeah. And you can do it like this. I'm going to be blessed with 100 new clients before the end of this week. I'm going to be blessed financially before the end of this week. I'm going to be blessed abundantly before the end of this week. I'm going to be blessed with great love and a fantastic romantic relationship before the end of this week. So see, you can take anything and put it on there, okay? So this don't get... All I was saying was this just don't focus on money. Let's just focus on the solutions to each one of these situations. And money is something that we do want more of, but it's also the situation of... more direction, more relations, more clients, more people. See, one thing you have to understand, guys, is never use the word survive. In a spiritual lifestyle, if you sit and look at Jesus, Jesus was not surviving. Jesus was thriving. He didn't worry about money, and he always had it. if you sit and look at the situation in the Bible, and it said in the point where Jesus was, before Jesus was born, if you look at that situation where Joseph is trying to get a room in the inn. Now, if you notice, the story goes like this. He wanted a room in the inn, so he told the innkeeper, I will give you anything if you will give me a room in your inn. There were no rooms in the inn, so therefore they wound up in the manger, which, there you go. The earth is not materialistic. See, we all try to think that, but we're not. What the Spirit really wants is unconditional love, not money. But if you also sit and look at the Archangel Raphael, who also resonates green energy, which is also the same vibration that money also vibrates as well. Green. Abundance is green. Love is green. So see that the bull is the same. Love. So therefore, if you focus on loving everyone and everything unconditionally, then all these other things will just automatically come to you. But see, you're sitting there thinking of money. If I have money, then everything comes to me. No, it's you. And money is just one of those things that you're trying to get. The planet is not materialistic as in a, it's not. It's really not. It thinks that way because it's been in one of those situations of being surviving. If you sort of look at the masses in some ways, there's more people in survival mode than there are rich people. You got, what was it? Out of this planet, I think it's like 1 or 14% of the people on this planet are rich, and the others are not. That's a really crazy figure. It should be more balanced than it is. But it's also the thing with everything else. Okay? But if we could turn mass consciousness to the other way of being more spiritual and realizing that money would not be a problem because it would be automatically to you. And yes, we do like nice things, but really down to the bottom line, what the soul, the spirit really wants is that love. But sometimes when you're out there shopping and the vibration, it goes along with it. That the spirit recognizes for a period of time, but it's only temporary. But when you find that real unconditionally spiritual love, then that resonates. The materialistic things, if you sit here and look at the situation, materialistic things don't stick around forever. They're only for a short period of time. But we still attract those things. And the reason they keep replacing themselves is because they only last for so long. Then you have to replace them with something else. So the situation is an endless circle. But when you find spiritual love and unconditional love, you have a tendency where your life slows down. Everything's fine. And just the way it is. So, okay. We have a caller in the queue, so let's take a call and see what's up and answer some questions and maybe do an angel reading. How do you say? All right, guys. Area code 574. You're on the air. Welcome to the show. And what's your name? Hello? Hello? Well, I noticed you had your hand up. Well, that was interesting, wasn't it? Anyway, let's go back to the chat room and see what's up with it. Exactly my point. Earth is a materialistic planet at this point in time. And how do you think we're going to turn that around, Angel Violet? we have to take, and I was talking about this before. Here's a quick story for me anyway. 3 years ago, I was with a girlfriend who was actually in the same state of thinking on the same level as I was. We were like on the same plane of focusing on spirituality. So it seemed like at that point of her coming to the point of coming over to focusing spiritually, we were able to track things at will. We were in Florida. We got a house. It was a 4-bedroom, 2-bathroom house. And what I thought was amazing about it was two days before that, I was like, we got $2,500. If we could just find somebody out there who would work with us, since we just moved to Florida, I'm just reestablishing my business, and my girlfriend had just started a new job and only worked one day. And I said, if we could just find a person who would understand that and give us at least a month to get on our feet and would just take our money and give us a house, that would be great. And 2 days later, we were driving down a street looking for a haunted house that we were kind of curious about, because we heard that the spirits that were living in the house were actually giving decorating tips to the person who was living there. So we were very fascinated with that, okay? And I've always been told that unconditional love will attract anything and everything you need. All you had to do was be still and be true to yourself, okay? So I'm sitting there driving down the street looking for this house, and I just started thinking that maybe the reason we were looking for this haunted house was for some other reason. Had that feeling, but wasn't too sure about it. Next thing I know, we passed this house with a for rent sign in the front. I didn't really catch it at first. I just saw a glimpse of a red sign. So we turned around, and sure enough, it was a for rent sign. I remember my girlfriend getting out and writing that phone number down. And do you know, 2 days later, we actually moved in that house? And I really hadn't started my business. It was just the idea of getting things going. She'd been working a job for 2 days. And the process of walking in this place, it was $825 a month. Okay? And we actually had to spend $2,300 to get the place. But for some reason, I thought it was funny that something my angels told me to only bring $1,850. So we go to the house, we talk to the owner, which was really hard to do, because he was from the Ukraine and he didn't speak English much. We had to translate through his son, and his son spoke really good English, so we had to translate through him. And I remember when we actually went to go look at the house, we were sitting talking to this guy, and I wasn't too sure about what was going on. But I said, I really love this house. I'd love to have this house. Really, I would. And he said, well, fill this paper out. So he filled the paper out, handed it to the guy, and did all this thing. But as we were sitting there talking, the guy walks out to the front yard, pulls a for rent sign up, and throws it in the garage. And he said, when do you guys want to move in? And at this point, we hadn't given him any money at all, period. Okay, but the energy was going good here. So we come back 2 days later to, you know, to final things up and sign the lease and that kind of stuff. And I brought my $1,850 with me. And I wasn't too sure why, but I followed the flow, walked into the place, and I told the guy, I said, well, you know, it needs to be cleaned up. I think you should knock off some money because it needs to be cleaned up. He said, nope. He said, you just throw some paper over top of it, be fine. He's Ukrainian, okay? So it's just covered up, it'll be fine. So, okay, I'm still trying to figure out why I only brought $1,850. So I told the guy flat out, I said, okay, you won't knock any money off the rent. Okay, that's fine, I understand that. It's your place, do what you want to do. I said, here's $1,850. We still owe you $300. Somewhere around there, $300. And we'll just take and put a lot of extra money on the rent until it's paid off, and we let it go, just like that. So then I looked at the guy and I said, you know, I would really like to paint the outside of the house a different color. I would like to do a couple of the rooms because I have a stepdaughter who doesn't like pink, so I was going to paint that room. I said, my fiance wants to redo the kitchen floor with real stone tile and just all this other stuff. And I'm just kind of throwing things out there to the guy, and I had all intentions of paying for it myself. But then he came back later and said, you know something? He said, you owe me $300. I said, yeah. He says, if you're going to do all that work and redo the planters and that kind of stuff, you owe me nothing. So if you see the situation, was we stuck to our vision of what we saw, and it played itself out just like that. So we actually walked out of the place not owing $300, but actually being clear, free and clear, and moving forward. And we had a whole month to get on our feet and do the whole freaking thing. I mean, this place was beautiful. It had hardwood floors. The guy had just replaced the windows with windows that slid sideways, which if I looked in my journal of what the house I wanted to live in, and it said, and I wrote in my journal that I wanted windows that slid to the side. And everything in this house was exactly the way I wrote in my journal. Even the idea of getting back with my girlfriend was also in the journal that I written down. So I was focusing energy on those things, okay? So therefore, if we can, I can do that and get love, then the idea of the planet doing the exact same thing is the idea of changing mass consciousness to being more spiritual. So all these things that we keep worrying about will automatically come to us anyway. So it's an interesting fascination. And we're going to sit here and take a call and see what's up with everybody. And area code 574, you're on the air. Welcome to the show. And what's your name?
Hi, my name is Karen. I'm from Indiana, and I just would like a reading.
You would just like a reading?
Yeah, a reading about my career and family. Anything that you see for me would be great.
Okay. No problem, dear. I'm just saying, you must have called the wrong show. We're talking about plumbing. I'm just kidding. But So your name is Karen. What's your birthday, Karen?
2/25/1952.
June 25th.
No, February.
Okay, February 25th, right?
Right.
Okay. Where'd I get June at? I don't know. You phased out for just a second, and all I heard was the 25th, and then June popped in my head, so. You got a lot of things going on in your life right now?
Yeah.
You got a lot of things that are clearing out, too, as well.
Yeah.
And there's some things you're having a hard time letting go of, even with the realization you need to. And what's this is part of the cleansing part that you need to finish up. Does this make sense to you?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so you're seeing June. So I see June as a very financially blessing year, part of the year for you.
Okay.
I get the impression you're looking for some things to happen a little sooner. But at the same time, I keep getting this impression that June is going to set the tone for the year, which is a very positive thing. But you need to relax and let things happen, too, as well.
All right.
I'm going to sit there and start shuffling these cards. But I'm picking stuff up already, so I'm going to shuffle the cards and tell you I'm picking up at the same time. But I also want you to pay attention so you can tell me when to stop shuffling these cards, okay?
Okay.
But I still feel like you have a Gemini close to you, too, as well.
What is Gemini?
Gemini is, you asked me too quick, May 22nd to June. It varies a little bit depending on what book you're looking at, but it's usually May 21st, 22nd, somewhere around there to June 21st,
22nd. Yeah, I can't recall anybody.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sometimes a situation. Go ahead. You all right?
Oh, my sister's boyfriend, he's a Gemini.
Okay.
I mean, my daughter's. My daughter's boyfriend.
Okay, Karen, which one is it?
My daughter. My daughter.
Okay. Now, with the situation with your daughter, is she 16?
No. Uh-uh.
How old is she?
27. No, okay, 26.
Does she drink any at all?
Yeah.
Because I keep getting here with a personality of a 16-year-old.
Oh.
And the boyfriend, I keep getting a picture of, I don't know if I'm picking up you or not, but it's like kicking him out the door.
By what? Kicking him out the door?
Uh-huh.
Oh.
What's your perception of him?
He's very young and kind of immature, and they did have a little disagreement, and she did kick him out the door.
Okay. Well, I'm just getting the impression.
Not that he's going to stay out the door, but right now.
Well, see, that's the one thing I don't like about these situations. When you sit there and say to somebody, could you just do me a favor and leave and do the right thing? And it's over. To push is a disrespect because that person's not listening to what's being said. They're just, they have an agenda in their head that says, no, I'm going after what I want and don't even care about the situation. Now, there's something
right.
about, so the boyfriend
hold,
is younger
hold on
than
just
your
a
daughter.
Minute.
Right?
Go ahead. What'd you say?
I said, so her boyfriend is younger than she is.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That sucks too, man, because it's like she's attracting people too because of this this energy of her personality. She acts like a 16-year-old, so she's attracting immature guys. And I'm shuffling the cards. Did you forget? Because my fingers are hurting.
I did.
okay. Stop. All right. With the situation, do you want me to cut this deck or do you want me to leave it the way it is?
Leave.
Okay. Now, we're going to sit here and do the reading from that card. Okay, but what I'm saying with the girlfriend and... girlfriend. What I'm saying with your... Do you guys call yourself that way from sometimes, girlfriend?
No, no.
Does she treat you that way?
Maybe sometimes.
Because I really get that the information where she tries to belittle things, and she doesn't want to look at you as a mother. She wants to look at you as like a friend.
Uh-huh.
And that's not a good thing. Because in some way she has a lack of respect for you.
Well, that's because we hadn't been together for a long time.
That's true, too, but she still should look at you in some kind of sense of respect, so she hasn't been taught that by whoever she was with.
Yeah.
We could sit there and say that was supposed to be your responsibility, but I don't know the circumstances, and I just don't feel that that's the case. I feel like that whoever she was with should have done that themselves and taken the responsibility of looking at her as a daughter instead of looking at her in any other way.
Right.
The one card I get, the first card for you is manifestation. It's the idea of focusing on everything that you've been doing, things, and working with yourself. They also, your daughter should forgive you.
Mm-hmm.
You should also forgive her for yelling at you.
Okay.
And the whole thing is of realizing that you express yourselves, but that's the point. You already did. So the hanging on to this whole thing is really resonating as blocking of what you're trying to obtain in your own life, okay? By hanging on to that energy, you're creating blocks, and it seems like there's a lot of things that are coming to you could have happened a whole lot quicker. It's just, and it's not one of those things, it's not a bad thing or a good thing. It's just the idea of realizing it and letting that go. I mean, there's been I keep getting a lot of conflict in trying to obtain something here. You're trying to reestablish something with your daughter. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, because I'm trying to be nice and say what I'm saying is you can't reestablish something that you never established in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
Do you understand
that? Oh, yeah.
So you need to work on that the most. But see, the ideal is also what you're doing right now is reestablishing that connection with your own self. True?
Mm-hmm. True.
See, it's all in a work in progress, so don't be so hard on yourself. Your daughter wants something now. Well, she's going to have to wait. And like I said, with the situation, it's all falling into place. It's all going to be great. We just have to let it go. Because there's too much attaching here, too, because of the fear of losing again. Does that make sense to you?
Yes.
So it's like you need to, that's a fear that's also working against you. So it's the idea of cutting things loose and getting back with the flow, which I know you know what that means.
Yep, I do.
Okay. So I'm just looking at situations and going, manifestation makes perfect sense. And it's saying you need to understand what that means, but it's also the ideal. When I focus on angel cards and saying, okay, the card's manifestation, it's the ideal of also looking at that angel as well. So it's working hand in hand with the angel itself. Okay? And then we have sensitivity. Now, sensitivity is a card. This is the Archangel Hanel, which is, if you want to know how that's spelled, it's H-A-N-I-E-L.
Okay.
This one here says you are extra sensitive to the energies and emotions right now. So honor yourself and your feelings. So see, as you're going through the realizations of these things, also honor your own feelings.
Uh-huh.
They're going to happen. So just let them come to the surface, acknowledge them, because what they're wanting to do is be let go. If you keep suppressing them, then they'll just keep sticking with you. We don't fit that, do we? Okay, I also get an impression with your grandmother, a very strong impression with your grandmother, who's saying hello. I want to smack you.
Yeah, they're past.
Yes, that's why I'm telling you that. Because the next card that came up, it says all is well.
Okay,
this is Archangel Jermel. Now I'll spell that for you, because it's Jeremiel.
Okay,
it says, everything is happening exactly as it's supposed to. With hidden blessings, you'll soon understand. But I also got a very strong impression from your grandmother who wants to smack you because of such things that are so right there in your face of understanding things, but also putting your daughter in her place as well. I mean, I understand the age and that kind of stuff, but I do the same thing with mine. She's 25.
Uh-huh.
So sometimes when they say things or do things, it's the idea of helping them understand that reacting in an unfavorable way, you're just asking questions to get answers. And that this anger that's coming to the surface, it basically telling you that whatever you're talking about at that moment is not striking with her and it's a problem with her, which means she needs to do the same thing you're doing as well, is focusing on herself, of understanding why she's attracting jerks, because she is one.
Uh-huh.
Okay?
Uh-huh.
Anytime you introduce the alcohol into certain situations with certain people and certain things, you have a tendency to produce a lot of kids. I hate to say that, but that is
it. Uh-huh. Hold on just a minute. How do you put this on speakerphone? Right here.
Yeah, I get a sense that you are doing a lot of writing, too.
I'm doing a lot of writing?
Yes.
Yeah, I do. Matter of fact, I'm writing what you're telling me.
You're writing a what?
I'm writing what you're telling me.
Oh, yeah, I know. That's why I'm spelling things for you.
Mm-hmm. Matter of fact, I guess you're on the speakerphone now, so go ahead.
Okay. Well, I want you to also sit there and see, the reason I'm bringing up the writing part, because the next card is Archangel Gabriel. Okay, you want me to spell that for you?
Yeah.
Okay, it's Gabriel.
Okay.
This card says creative writing. Make time to write down your thoughts in a journal, but also think about focusing on either writing articles or doing a book.
Uh-huh, I'm doing that.
Okay, then that card, we were already talking about that before the card even came up, so that's definitely that's basically confirmation for you.
Mm-hmm.
But you also need, the next one is Archangel Uriel, and that's spelled U-R-I-E-L. Now, this says here, pay attention to thoughts and ideals that come to you, because these are answers to your prayers. And they're leading you in the direction you need to go, so you need to keep following through. But also, we said before, the more you keep focusing and working on yourself, the quicker you find the answers, because they're all within you. It also talks about this, too, because it's almost like this. I do pyramids, so this is like your first, this is the bottom level of your pyramid, this is your foundation. So the next card comes out is clear your space. This is Archangel Jophiel. Now that's spelled J-O-P-H-I-E-L. Get rid of clutter, clear the energy around you, focus on feng shui. Now the card is basically saying feng shui, I'm not against that whole thing, but it's like your bathroom. If you have a commode that's actually facing the doorway, that is an energy source that's sucking energy out of your house.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what you need to do is shut the door. Keep the door shut all the time. If you have a television, if you have a television in your bedroom or anywhere in your house, it should be covered with a blanket or a cover to keep that television, because it brings energy into your home. But when that television is shut off, it's sucking energy out of your house. Now, what the problem? See, what feng shui really is the idea of utilizing utilizing energy and slowing it down. The Chinese used to do this. They would have a river that was rushing through. They would actually redirect that river to slow it down to keep the energy in that area longer, so they could utilize the energy itself. Because with rushing water like that, it's just taking, if you're living in that area, it's just taking the energy right with it. So what they would do is actually redirect rivers and streams and stuff to put curves in them to slow them down, just for that purpose of energy. So it's the same thing with your home. What you're doing is you're trying to keep energy from leaving your house. and you're containing it, and then you're also arranging your house in such a way that the energy can be utilized, not where it's rushing out. So I would recommend you get a book on feng shui, but also the same thing, it's also directing it towards you as well, of redirecting your own energy and maintaining it. Because people are always in a situation of directing energy outwards all the time, but not really focusing on bringing it back. They're always giving their energy and giving and giving. And because you hear people talk about it all the time, I keep giving and giving and giving and giving. They don't realize the idea of giving and receiving is very important. Because it's like the idea of taking care of oneself, but also taking care of someone else. And if it's a two-way street, you're actually taking care of each other spontaneously without even thinking about it. The next card is clairaudient, where it just basically says you need to focus and listen. Now, the idea of listening, when it says here, it says notice loving guidance you hear inside your mind. And I actually look, I would say in your left ear. Focus on your left ear. But it's also saying watch out and listen to people. So, I mean, like say your daughter's the most negative person on the planet, and all of a sudden she comes to you with a very negative message. I mean, and the way it comes through her, it's very positive for you. So you pay attention to a person who's negative, but they're all of a sudden they start talking in a positive way. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah.
Yeah, the reason that's going on because your angels are communicating to it. But also with the situation of writing down these things, I really feel like you're writing these things down for a reason. And I do believe that you have a reason of your own, but I'm saying what I'm picking up for the situation is to go back and look at these angels I've been giving you and work with them exclusively.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Yeah, I'm going to make a journal of readings and things and then go back and look at them and see what, you know, things that have come to pass and what I could do and all those types of things.
I also will tell you one thing, too, with the show is that everything gets put in the archive, so you can always go back to the show as well if you miss something.
Okay.
And make sure you get that all down. And if anybody in the chat room has a question or would like to have an angel reading, just let me know, or an angel card, and we'll send one out to you. All right, guys? I'll be checking periodically on you, like a child. I think it sounds like that's what I'm doing, but no, I'm just checking in to make sure that maybe someone have a line. Have a question. I will be glad to answer any questions that you have, even in the chat room. So bring it on. Now, as we go, we're going to do this real quick because we got like 42 minutes left in the show. So if anybody else wants to get a reading, get a card for the day, or have a couple questions, or want to give us a account of what you think abundance means to you, could call in. Now, the number here is 646-721-9031. If you also want to get some private readings, right now they're going for $10 an hour and $5 for a half hour until February 14th. If you want to take advantage of that, call me at 937-838-6337. And we're also having blocks of time that you can get before the deadline, which is 11 one-hour readings for $100, 6 one-hour readings for $50, and 4 one-hour readings for $35. So jump in there and get those, because after February 14th, it's going to be $125 for an hour, $75 for a half hour, and $25 for 15 minutes. So get in there as quick as you can, and I'll be glad to work with each and every one of you. So take advantage of that, too, when it's back to this reading. Like I said, we got 41 minutes left, so call in here, guys. It's 646-721-9031. If you have a topic you want to finish the show off with, I'm all ears. But we've talked about everything else on this show, I think. That was your foundation, okay? That's what we call the pyramid. That's your foundation. So you see, you have a very strong foundation. And usually as we proceed to go into the reading and finish your pyramid, what you're going to be picking up on is things how to maintain that and to progress and go forward, okay? So the next thing is that you're very close to your grandkids.
Yes.
And you have a particular little girl who has a tendency to admire you.
I have what now?
You have a girl who really admires you.
Oh, okay.
You sound really excited about that.
my granddaughters? Granddaughter? Oh, okay,
Yeah. You have a particular granddaughter who's very, she looks up to, she look, I mean, she, sure, she's short, and she looks up at you, but I'm saying she looks up at you because she really is connected to you.
Yes. Uh-huh. You're right.
And I keep getting the number 3 when it comes to your daughter.
A number 3?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, and I see 3 children.
Yes. One of my daughters has 3 children.
Okay. Well,
and her daughter is one of the daughters that admires me.
Okay. Because I got 3 here. Now, I'm trying to be sensitive about this, too, where I feel like the one who has the 3 kids, I don't feel like they have the same father.
No, they don't.
Okay. I try to be a little sensitive when I come into those little territories.
No, okay. Tell it like it's real, yeah.
Well, I mean, I'm just saying I'm going slowly. I'm still going to tell you. I'm just saying, okay, I'm, when you've had people react in unfavorable ways, you have a tendency to take a little slow. I'm still going to tell you. But Sheena, is she married? I really don't feel like she is.
No.
And I feel like, because I feel like that in some ways you blame yourself for the way your daughters are, but you really shouldn't.
Yeah, that's right.
Because you're right, you have your problems and you did your thing when they were younger and that kind of stuff, but they're all of age, if I'm not mistaken. They're all adults, and it's time for them to take responsibility of their own lives, and they're not doing that. They still seem to be blaming the world.
Yeah.
So, you know...
Hey, they're all in the room. They can hear you. That's right, yeah.
It's
my
a group
youngest
reading.
Number, oh, I don't know who you're talking about. Yeah.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
We know exactly who we're talking about, and we're looking right at you. So... Yeah, but guys, it's like this. It's just a situation of certain things that have manifested because of the way you used to think. So all you got to do is change the way you perceive the world and the way you perceive yourselves and love yourselves unconditionally and make a vow to yourself to be happy, and you will attract a whole lot different life than what you're living right now. But it starts with you. It all starts with you guys, all 3 of you. I hope that made
sense.
That's
right. Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. Sure.
Because your mom is like making the stand of changing herself. And sometimes you guys see it as she's being selfish. When actually you should be doing the same things for yourself. Because she's actually, maybe in some ways you didn't think she was a good role model. But now she's trying to, and she's actually a whole lot better than what you've had in the past.
I'm glad you're telling.
Yeah, and you should look at the situation, too, because why would I say this? I'm not even getting paid for this, okay, girls? So this is the truth. I have no other way of saying it. But see, the one thing I saw the indigo and crystal children. I also feel like, your 2 daughters are very gifted. And they're very intuitive. They're always sitting there saying it. I knew I shouldn't have done that. Then why did you listen to yourself? This boyfriend... That's a taboo thing of saying, okay, smack yourself because you made a conscious decision with this person in your life, but then you're thinking, I should change that. Well, then change it because something's telling you that. We all have angels and guides, and they're always talking to us 24/7. It's just that we're not listening 24/7. We should. I get the impression everybody should be single at this time, and you should be focusing on yourselves and tell the guys to leave you alone because all they have is their own agendas. Am I right or wrong? We lost him.
I'm here.
Okay. I'm just saying, at this time, it seems like the guys that you guys keep attracting these guys who are nothing but focusing on the lack of, and they think you guys can solve their problems. And I do feel like in some ways you guys are like really powerful healers. So it explains why you... You're very healing. You're very powerful healers. you have the ability of healing people.
Mm-hmm.
Like you in particular, you seem to attract people who are looking for advice.
Yes.
That's because you are a healing force. They're looking for ways to change their lives. Well, same thing with your daughters. They attract there's certain kind of guys that they do is because they need help, not because they're the boyfriend, are they the one? Because you're always questioning it. Am I ever going to find the right person? Even when you are with somebody, you're questioning and saying, will I ever find the right person? That tells you you haven't found it yet, and you still need to move forward. But you also need to clear the clutter and kick him to the gutter. So you see the situation, and it says you have a new beginning. I'll show you this one here. Both of you guys have this thing, and you need to honor that too. You have a very strong connection with kids and children and yourselves, and you should all think about that right now as being a very strong family unit and saying, okay, this is the way it works. But it talks about indigo children and crystal children. They're very gifted children. So the children that are now coming up need to be nurtured. So therefore, the reason you guys are so gifted and spiritual, and it's like the guys that come into this life are deterring you guys from doing what you need to do. Your kids are the most important things in your life, but so are you. If you're not strong, there's nothing to pass on to them. Which I get the impression your mother's really finding that out. Let's see, it says retreat, but I feel like that with Karen, retreating is also connected to everything's happened the way it's supposed to in creative writing. So that's pulling you away. So retreating and writing for you is a way to retreat and to it's a getaway for you. It's like a vent. But it's also a form of healing for you. Okay?
Yes.
So, and one thing you have to understand as we progress to go into this year, you're going to have patience because things are going to start happening for you very quickly. Mm-hmm. And it's like stopping and focusing and going, okay, all these things are happening to you. All these things are falling in your lap. Oh, all this stuff. Oh, shoot. How can I do this? How can I babysit? What they're saying is patience is the ideal, slowing down and finding a way for it all to work. A lot of us have a tendency to go, if I can just get rid of this sucker, or get rid of this situation, or if I didn't do that, then I could take care of everything. No, it says everything's happened for a reason, and everything's crossing your path, so it's the idea of being patient to get organized, so therefore you can utilize everything and anything that goes along. That's part of listening.
Right.
And then we have nurture, which is also the idea in the process, like we saw this other guy, that a lot of times we have a tendency in the process of getting in this whole thing here. The world has to tell us that we have to focus on our job. Well, the only way, but realistically, when it's happening, people say, you need to focus on that. What they're really saying is you need to focus on yourself, because that's the solution. Because every once in a while when we start to focus on the outer world, we neglect ourselves. Because this next card is we have Archangel Jophiel, the patient, but we have Archangel Metatron.
How do you spell that?
Okay, Metatron is spelled Metatron. Now,
okay,
Archangel.
What is the principle of him?
That's the one you need to work with to also work with your children. The idea of having gifted children is the idea of giving them a step up so they can actually use their intuition, which is what you guys all need to be doing as well. Because using your intuition and paying attention and knowing extensively what you need to do changes things very quickly. But teaching your kids to do the same thing too just enables them as they're growing up to do the right thing.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have Archangel Jophiel, which has Jophiel, which I think we had that one before.
Yeah.
That's the one that talks about your dreams are blooming more rapidly than you realize. Still, they need nurturing and patience. So it's like the ideal. The one thing I've always found myself the hardest thing to do was when things started picking up and things are happening, I stopped asking and to keep it going. I just stopped doing all my meditations and stuff. Go, okay, things are going great now. Not realizing to maintain that, I still need to keep doing it, if not more. So therefore, when things started falling into place, it helps me be organized. It helps me focus. It helps me to have an intense focus and concentration to pay attention to keep going forward. And it's okay to ask for more because today is just one day in this year, in this life, that kind of stuff. So as long as you're still breathing, it's going to continue. So you want everything else to continue as well. And this one here, it was got Archangel Gabriel was talking to you about you nurture as in nurturing a child. See, when you nurture your children, you're also nurturing yourself because they're extensions of you.
Right.
Yeah, so that's what this card says. Basically, as you nurture a child, you nurture your own inner child. Both activities are important for you right now. So you see, we need to focus on that. Now, working with your children gives you a new beginning, but it also sets the ideal. Because see, when you work with your children, and discipline is very important, because it also helps you understand discipline for yourself, not just your children, and then you guys work together. But it also brings harmony to your life because your kids are not unruly and driving you crazy and beating you with a stick. Believe me, I've had the same thing with my child, was saying yes, sir, and yes, ma'am, and she had discipline. People like this coming around. But when they went to go stay with their mother and they started becoming unruly and stuff, people couldn't wait. They'd actually lock the doors. No, she ain't coming over here, you know. So it was important. But it's what I'm saying is people will respect you, your children will respect you, and you have a close bond with each other. And it all happens. It's like a cycle. It's a complete a loving circle that protects as much as it nurtures. Because you've seen families before when they tried to bond together in crucial situations, but if they never had it, they usually had fallen apart, and the situation they're trying to keep from happening happens anyway. Mm-hmm. But people who are loving and caring and do discipline their kids, and they have this really strong bond with each other, they have a foundation, they seem to get through things a whole lot easier than and most. And there's a reason. Love will get you through. I don't care what anybody says. Sometimes I hear a therapist said, love will, you can't live on love. It makes you wonder what the hell is wrong with that dude. And take some time for yourselves, both of you. I mean, it's like the situation with you, your daughters, of sitting down individually and doing a life review of your lives and saying, okay, all that stuff I got to take responsibility of, and say, I was the one that made the decisions for those things to happen, for those people to be a part of my life, for all these little things to happen. But the good news is, since I made the decisions for the bad stuff to happen, then I can make the decision for it to happen, for I can turn it around, so therefore I can attract all the good stuff. And don't let the world tell you otherwise, because we have a tendency to go, well, rent is due. So what? It's rent due every month. Stop thinking about it. Focus on yourself. You know what, in that situation, will put you in a situation where you can't do something. Usually you're telling yourself you can't. That's why I don't like the word can't. Because can't has a T at the end of it. It's like a break, man. Boom.
Cool.
But when you use the word at, bless, it has an S. Goes on forever. Yes, goes on forever. You see that? Trust. It goes on forever. The S is in front of the T, so it kind of eliminates that thing.
Yeah.
But it's just the idea. What I'm saying is, when you start thinking about just those simple words and changing them, you start taking it one step level of looking at yourself and say, okay, I said something I shouldn't have said. So there, since I said it, all I got to do is say it a different way to where it resonates out there in a different way. I've done it myself. I was sitting there going, I walk into some place and it's like a spontaneous thing. Go, oh, I can't afford that. I said, what the heck did I say that just for? I just canceled everything out. So I just kind of look at it and say, you know something? I just choose not to get it today because I have all the money in the world. But it doesn't mean I have to spend it, does it? And I choose not to. So by making that choice, don't be surprised if an opportunity comes along where you can get just that one thing. And then you're going to, it's like a chain reaction. I always tell people things are like a chain reaction. I mean, when I was in Colorado, I made one choice to listen to my angels in the process of getting a hotel room. There just wasn't one hotel room. I found out the lady that was running this hotel, her husband was also running this place in Manitou Springs where I wanted to live at, and also the same apartment place that I wanted to live at, which was very fascinating to me because it used to be a house, and they turned into apartments, and I wanted to live there so badly. And I made one decision to stay in a hotel. And the reason I say it was a hard decision because I didn't have any money. I was put into a situation where I say I want to have a place to have my head. I want to have a place where I can lay my head. I don't want to be out here homeless. And my angel said, well, listen, and go to this hotel. So I did that, and in an hour after I walked through those doors, I was sleeping in a hotel room. With the $17 I walked in with, still in my pocket. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I had a job, but the money didn't come until after I had it. So don't, that's what I'm saying, don't let the world tell you, well, you got to do this first. No, I don't. I've proved it too many times that that's the opposite. I got the hotel room, and then the lady who was running the hotel, her husband was running that apartment place up in Manitou Springs where I wanted to live at. And 2 months later, that's exactly where I moved to. And I also did the same thing again. I got the apartment first before I actually had the money to keep it. But see, the point was, it's proven to me that's where I need to be at, and then the money came so I could keep it. So that's where I'm supposed to be. And just watch the signs. Because the signs and divine intervention will always override what the world tells you.
That's right.
I had a person who was going to school to be a psychotherapist, and her teacher told her that she would never become a psychotherapist until you graduated. And what she did was she went out and she found a place and got a job as a psychotherapist 4 months before she graduated. So you see, every time the world says something, use it as something to propel you to prove them wrong. And focus on your body.
I don't know if you remember me. I'm the lady that was living in Michigan that had been there for so long and was trying to get out but didn't know how to get out. Do you remember
me? And now she moved back to Indiana to be with her daughters, but she didn't really want to do that. But now she's there.
Yep. Remember,
no, I
talked
remember
to you one night. We talked for, it was supposed to be for a $10 session, and I think you talked to me for 2 hours. Do you remember?
Yes.
Well,
yes.
That's me. So I did move to Indiana and left, you know, whatever, a whole bunch of crap, and came here and didn't have any fight or anything when I left. She didn't even know I was gone until I was gone.
Oh, yeah? So how you feel?
Yep, I feel great.
Yeah, you owe me $10.
You might be surprised. You might get it in the mail one day.
Hey, you know something?
Yeah. So I stepped out on faith. I did it. You know, as a matter of fact, my daughters, they're sitting here. They're the ones that came and got me. It was the worst day. Their car was terrible. No heat in it. You know how Michigan can be. They had to stop every 2 miles to wipe off the windshield. The windshield wipers did work. And so now the person, it was their car. They came and got the car. So now we're working on getting another car. Hopefully, we will. I'm going to say we will have it tomorrow.
Heck yeah. Yeah, a financial blessing is going to happen before the end of the week. You guys are going to be happy.
Yeah, we are happy. We had a very nice homecoming. So I'm 11 grandchildren, so it's been wonderful.
Yeah, sweetie.
11 on the way.
I also want you to say, I want you to think about one thing, too. In the situation, and when you got that reading from me,
mm-hmm.
you were part of that financial blessing I got that week.
Oh, really?
Yes, really. So therefore, I would take that as being a very blessed person, not just me, but you too as well. So therefore, take that in consideration of what you accomplished with that, because you made my life a whole lot better. So therefore, you're right where you belong. You're right where you're supposed to be.
I can say amen to that.
Yeah, so, you know, it's going to work out. I mean, I can sit here and tell you that you know for a fact yourself. There's going to be some difficulties and some frictions and conflicts coming. But I think you can, I really feel like the ideal of what's happening in embracing your family, seriously, can also divert this from happening. And your daughter should also listen. Because it's the situation, if you're in a relationship where it's complicated, it's not working, no communication or a person, you just don't get them and you can't feel it, it's telling you because there's not the connection you thought it was, and you're trying to create one, okay? Not saying we're not all connected, but at the same time, if you don't feel a connection with somebody, they're more likely blocking you.
Right.
If that's the case, then they're not, okay, you're in a situation where you go, okay, I want to be in a relationship. Okay, make that conscious decision. But if you're with somebody who's blocking you, they're lying to you. They don't want to be in a relationship, or they would be giving you 100% commitment, and they're not. But you also should look at yourself too, and ask you what kind of commitment you're giving to yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, not to the person, but to yourself. Because once you commit yourself and be 100% responsible for your life and yourself, and love yourself unconditionally, you will not attract anybody into your life that you don't know why they're there. The answers are within you. And when I look at this card, it says, take a life review. Now, this is Archangel Jermel. I think we also have this one, too. This is one that's spelled J-E-R-E-M-I-E-L.
Uh-huh.
This one here says, take inventory of your life and resolve to change or heal anything that is imbalanced. That means relationships with yourself, relationship with people around you. I mean, if you come to the point where it says clear the clutter, I mean, when I do this reading for you, I keep getting this for everybody who's connected to you as well, need to clear the clutter. Because you're looking for, because it's affecting your bodies. The ideal of, also, somebody's got a problem with sugar.
Okay.
Who's got a fascination with Little Debbie's?
Who likes Little Debbie's?
Yeah, I'm serious.
My one daughter said, kind of. I don't know.
Kind of. Okay, that's like a... Well, there's... I keep getting a connection. I keep getting Twinkies.
Twinkies? She said Star Crunchies.
Okay, Star Crunchies. I never got that one. But I got Twinkies, and I did get something chocolate. But I also get I get an impression with chocolate, but I also feel like somebody eats chocolate who also gets headaches.
Who also gets headaches?
Yeah, migraines.
Uh-huh. Migraine. My daughter Jennifer. She said she's got one right now.
Yeah. So it says quit inflicting yourself. Because I do the same thing. I just nailed a last week. I got Wednesday. I had real bad migraines the next day because I went did readings in the morning on my friend's show. I did readings on my show. And then I went on my other friend's show that night and did readings. But I also went gave blood and I also nailed a whole freaking box of brownies, a Little Debbie's. And when I woke up the next morning, I was like, whoa, I'm, you know, kicking. But see, the one thing people understand about sugar, especially if you drink, and I think we know what we're talking about here, alcohol is a simple sugar, which goes right into the bloodstream, which freaks out, but also the same thing. There's something about the whole thing. It also causes migraine, but I keep getting it causes them days later, and the person doesn't understand why that happens, but it seems like it's connected to the alcohol and the sugar and that kind of thing. So it's the idea of sitting down and trying to figure out, okay, who that is, which everybody
well,
should...
this one here with the sugar, she doesn't drink, so that's a good thing.
Okay, I'm just saying, with the situation... Mm-hmm. I'm saying anything that's got any kind of sugar in it. I could also, how would I put this? Like association with the, I mean, I'm just saying there's a combination that goes back.
Oh, I see. Mm-hmm.
It goes back and forth, okay?
Yeah.
So it's the ideal when you walk in the store, I'm just saying, sometimes these are also warnings. I'm saying, okay, when you walk in the store and you see Twinkies or these little things, walk away.
Quickly, walk away.
Yeah, because what the body's saying is, okay, this is get a quick fix and make us happy. Okay, sugar will do it, and the Little Debbie's and that kind of thing. But it's also saying, it's like it's a sign that you need to focus on yourself. Because chocolate does have a certain chemical in it that when you eat it, it gives you the same effect as when you're in love.
Right, right.
So sometimes that can work against you.
Mm-hmm.
And what we're trying to do right now is, it's one of those situations of making oneself as healthy as possible for what's coming up, which is
right.
All good. So you want to deal with your situation, you want to deal with relationships. If you feel like they should be cut loose, they should be go. Also, certain things about yourself you need to look at, because in the next couple of months, there's things coming in your life that you're going to definitely want to take advantage of, but you might have issues to deal with as well. Because they're talking about working with your angels, your guardian angels, to have an enchanting life, but in having an enchanting life is to have that enchanting life before you get the enchanting people.
Yeah, and that'll call in the enchanting people.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, loving yourself, and like we were talking about before at the beginning of the show, abundance has to do with being abundantly loving, abundantly feeling rich, but having those feelings before you get those. Okay, we got one daughter who's got three kids, and then I got another one. I keep getting, there's a focus on two.
Hold on.
We're holding on.
Yes.
We'll be right back if this works from our sponsors.
I have a total of, I have four children, but one of them stays with me and I'm pregnant right now.
Well, there's a focus on two.
Yeah,
and it's the ideal. Gosh, I keep getting a boy. Do you know what you're having?
Not yet.
Huh?
Not yet.
I get the impression you're having a boy. And I'm using 99. I'm using about 99% red on this. I know people out there are saying, "Well, yeah, you got a choice between one or the other." I'm not asking her. I'm telling her she's gonna have a boy. Okay, guys.
Okay.
And I want her to call the show when she has a boy so you can all drop your jaw. Whoa, that was cool.
He was right again.
So, I want your one daughter who's up to three kids, I want her to hug those three kids so tightly they're screaming, "Let me go." But it needs to be done every day. Seriously. I get that picture so clearly. Because it's not, the idea of hugging your kids is showing that they love them, but it also does something for her too, where she really feels like she does have self-worth.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, seriously. The woman is here for a reason. Okay, what I get here was the idea of focusing on the two children, okay? The one I got was a boy. Does she have a, okay, I feel like she's having a boy. Okay, but does she have a girl?
I have my daughter, yeah.
Okay, so the one's living with you?
Mm-hmm.
That's the girl's living with you, okay. Because that's what I'm saying, I get to focus on two. I get a boy and a girl. I get you're having a boy, and there's a girl with you, too, as well.
Mm-hmm.
I also feel like you've had a miscarriage at least twice, and then I also see the spirits with those, too, as well.
Yeah, I believe I have one miscarriage and abortion.
Okay, well, I still look at those as infractions, okay? One's a choice, one's not a choice, but in the same sense, they was both a choice. I don't know if you understand what that means. It means the ideal of, in favor of the situation, certain things happened the way they did. So, let it go, forgive yourself, because you're still beating yourself up over that one. True?
Yes.
I'm just saying, you made a choice, you made a mistake. If you did or you didn't, you need to let that go and realize that you can't change it, but you can change you. And I feel like the reason that the idea that you're all together is the ideal. I'm just saying, guys, if you sit there and love it, and just this family unit of loving each other, and just the synchronicity of three, you could change. You guys could all change your life so quick and so easily by working together. Yes, you all have to do your individual things, but the idea of loving, embracing, and hugging, and just raising that vibration up in your household just not affects you, but your kids just absorb that stuff because they're just really needing that right now. And so do you guys. So just think about that. I think all the stuff that's been going on around you would come to a stop and you would start attracting positive things because I already see them happening. I already see them coming to you. It's just like looking at the situation and meditating and helping each other to do just that. I mean, if you sit and go, okay, that didn't work, then find a meditation that works for you. Even if it's just the ideal, sitting in a corner and staring at a spot that makes you just forget about everything for like 10 minutes. That is a form of meditation. We make it so hard and so well meditation because of everything out there and the way it's structured and the way it's done. But that works for everybody else. What you need to do is find what works for you. Because it does talk about children and meditation and working with your children. And helping them also, because I feel like you have some very gifted children, grandchildren, and that kind of thing. And if it's the idea of taking time to look at them and go, okay, they do incredible things. They do wild things. They do things that you don't understand. But that's what I'm saying. If you're sitting and looking at your children and go, I don't understand that, then there's something about you that you don't understand either, because your children are extensions of who you are. So the more you understand them, the more you understand yourself. But more likely it's going to start with you first, of understanding yourself, and then look at your children and go, okay, now I understand why they do that. But also taking it back a step and say, what did you do at that time when you had those kind of problems too as well? And you'll find the solution. You always will. You always, it's like sometimes we get impatient and frustrated because sometimes when we come up with solutions, they don't happen as quick as possible. But if you just hang in there and let them happen the way they're going to happen, they will. There's a certain sense of working with this angel is a very important angel. And it's almost like an angel of ascension, which most people would place this angel with people when they pass over. But I've also looked at the situations of letting go of your past as a death in itself, because we always associate that with the death card, cutting it loose, clearing the clutter in favor of the new. And this angel, the angel is spelled is Azrael, which is Azrael. Because I feel like you're working with this angel is the ideal Archangel Michael, Raphael, and this angel too, in particular, of cutting the cords loose, helping yourself heal, and almost like helping yourself understand the idea of letting go. There are no certain things to let go of. It's the idea of whatever happened 2 seconds ago that wasn't a very favorable thing is part of the past. It's part of yesterday. It's gone. It's history. So therefore, let it go. And keep trying to put your life in a state of doing just that. Don't attach yourself to nothing. Just keep going forward. Because people always say, well, my life is slowed down. But they're hanging on to everything, too. Because it talks about comfort. It says, I am with you in your time of need, helping you to heal your heart. And then the next card after that is celebration. So it shows a definite connection to letting go of the past, because it shows a lot. It shows everybody still hanging on to infractions that have happened to all of you guys, and even the things you've done to each other. And saying, okay, at this moment in time, those don't make a difference or don't make a heel of beans about what's going on right now. And the sooner we let those go and start going forward in favor of what could be possibly the best year of your life, don't stand in the way of that happening. This is an intense reading. Mm-hmm. So your next card is the idea of meditation helps you understand what divine timing is. Divine timing is getting yourself to a situation of letting go. And the sooner you let go, the sooner things start happening. So divine timing depends upon you. And all you're going to walk away from this is the reason you guys can all help each other, because you've been there giving advice to each other in the first place. You're very natural counselors. You should also think about that, guys, of some kind of direction with your lives. I mean, if you're natural counselors, why couldn't you do the same thing in the real world of helping other people of what you've gone through and what you're going through as well now? Because it shows this is the angel of... I think it's actually... Hold up. Okay, that's actually the same angel I had before, the angel, the counselor. Your natural counselor is the Archangel Azrael.
Yeah, that's what I planned on doing, using what I've gone.
So then we have the Archangel Zachariel, which is spelled Z-A-D-K-I-E-L. Keep an open mind and learn new ideals, then teach these ideals to others, which is basically infractions if you've gone through. It's almost like teaching people, too, okay, you had an abortion. Do you want to do it again? Do you?
You said what?
I said, do you want to have another abortion?
Oh, no.
Okay, I'm just saying, with the situation of learning that, then...
Yeah, it was like through molestation, so, yeah.
Okay, no, I understand what you're saying. Sometimes you have to do certain things you got to do. I'm just saying, that situation's over.
Like, you said, did I want to have another one?
No, I'm just saying, in the process of asking the questions, you said, no, I don't want to have another one.
No, I don't want to have one. I guess my sister, she brought up the fact that when I did get pregnant this time, and actually with the child before, I was considering abortion.
Yeah, I'm just saying with the situation, it doesn't matter if it's right or wrong. It's the idea of how it affects you.
Mm-hmm.
okay, we're not going to care about the world, as in per se how it affects them, because it shouldn't have any kind of effect on our decision what we do with our own lives. But at the same time, you come up with a different thing that hurts you so much when you did it, no matter if it was the right thing or the wrong thing to do, it still hurts you.
Right.
So therefore, you don't want to go down that road again. So it's the idea of not just changing your life, and the way you changing your thinking changes your life. Looking at yourself, changing you changes everything. It even changes the ideal of any kind of infractions you might attract to you that might happen to you again. They just won't happen again because you've raised your vibration, so those things are not going to cross your path again. That's the whole point. That's the lovely thing about it. I love about it is when you raise your vibration, all you're going to do is attract positive, nurturing, caring situations and people into your life. So start focus on a priority in your life, which is you, because you have to be strong for your kids, and by you being strong with yourself, you pass it down to your children as well, and it's a very strong connection. And also, this is Archangel Sandalphon. Archangel Sandalphon is actually spelled S-A-N-D-A-L-P-H-O-N. This is like be very gentle with yourself at this time. Surround yourself with gentle people and situations and environments. So therefore, it's the ideal of telling you if there's anybody in your life right now causing you conflict, you have to think about the pledge of being that you've made to the universe and yourself of being happy. That when that person gets X'd out of your life, it's because of their decision not to change, because you're changing. So I guess you can look at the situation of growing and outgrowing that person, because that person refuses to go with you, wants to hang on to the materialistic world, okay? And your final card is called Divine Guidance. Listen to what's being said to you. I get left here for the one who's pregnant, your mother. Your other sister, it seems like she hears guidance through her right ear. And I also get a very strong connection with grandmother, too.
Mm-hmm.
Karen.
Yeah.
Is your mother still with us?
Yes, she is.
Okay. Why is she pulling on you so hard?
I don't know. We had a distant type of relationship also, and I think that could be the reason.
Okay, well, I'm just saying, down the ideal, continue to work on yourselves and work with your daughters and yourself and work with this situation, but you need to work with the children too, because what you're trying to do is change what you guys went through.
Yeah, and you know, what you're saying is right, because I felt like I was evolving and growing, and I could no longer stay where I was. I mean, I learned some lessons and things, but I felt that they were no longer connected to me as the way I thought they should be connected. It was like they were using me and draining me of my abilities and giving me limited in return. So it was to the point where, okay, now it's not working out like it used to or what like I thought it was. And I could tell by that I was changing into a different person. And now I want to do more for myself, more for my family, because I had told you before I was by myself. I had no relatives or anything where I was. Uh-huh. And so all my attributes, all my blessings were going pretty much to those people.
Okay,
and
Karen,
so,
let me do I want you to do me a favor. Call me after the show. I'll give you an additional half hour just to call me after the show. We'll finish this up. I got 90 seconds to tell everybody. Thank you all out there for calling in. Thank you for all the listeners. Thank you for all the support. If you guys want to donate some money to the show, go right ahead. We appreciate all the support. And if you want to call me and say, hey, I'd like you to read it for that, I have no problem with that. And also, we have our show tomorrow is actually working. We're going to have a show tomorrow on the Angel of Power and Authority. So check in for that one.
Give me your number again.
Okay, it's 937-838-6337. Also, my guest tomorrow is going to be Kevin Lewis. He has a fantastic book and works with the Law of Attraction. Tune in for that show. It's going to be lovely. It's going to be great, okay? And like I say all the time, guys, may God and the angels bless you every minute of every day. And check in with us Wednesday when we continue our Atlantis, More of the Truth. And you'll love that one too. So welcome, guys. Have a great one. Have a great night. And we'll talk to you later. Have a good one.